You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, rioters?
Don't call them that, John.
What do you mean, Michelle? We are now on the Riotcast Network, and we need to be more, like, angry and mob-like.
Yeah, but it sounds like we're about to burn down a liquor store or something, and I'm just not comfortable with that.
Exactly. This is what these riot people do, Michelle. They, like, build pickets, they hit the streets, and they're just mad.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do our show, The Video Game Outsiders, right here on the Riotcast Network, live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
All right, fine. And then also go to riotcast.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast. There's like a button there somewhere. Just push it.
We talk about video games?
Sometimes, maybe.
But it's mostly just a bunch of crap.
And Michelle, there's also another dude on the show.
Hey guys, I'm Matt Bradford.
Anyway, Video Game Outsiders live on Riotcast, Tuesday, 5 p.m.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
No. I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on Riotcast.com.
All right, and let's try this one more time. We're back. Hey. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Joe, wake up.
Joe, wake up. Are you sleeping?
Dude, this new studio is so awesome.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
This is so cool.
Yo, I can't find. I really like this studio.
You do?
Yes,
I love it.
It's nice, right?
It's nice. Very nice.
How great is it? Studio and start saying table. It's a new table.
It's a new table.
It's not a new table. It's new. They built all custom. They did all the.
Wait. You said custom, custom what?
Custom. That's a custom bench, couch.
Bench, couch.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? We have an espresso machine for coffee.
And I always remember.
We have all these curtain, all the window, everything's blacked out.
Yeah.
This table. Oh, did I show you this? Did you see this little tidbit?
Is a bargain open?
We all got electric.
Is there a drop door that we can fucking lose scope of?
Look at that.
I could have done this.
Look at that.
You know, that's what you got so excited about?
That's a light up bar.
I really don't like CEO Bobby's chair. That's what this feels like.
You're not going to do that.
This is a host chair. And as somebody.
This feels like a constant job interview.
As somebody who hosts a show on a real. Who has a real radio called The Bonfire.
On Sirius XM, Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m.
I expect you to respect this chair.
This feels like I'm interviewing.
You are interviewing. I'm interviewing. I'm interviewing all of you.
Yeah.
That's the new show.
You look like you picked up the shittiest criminals around the world.
Yeah.
Like this is the beginning of some shitty action film.
Like he's the computer scientist. Well, I'm the one that kidnaps kids.
I could be like, someone.
Well, cool. Come on.
What? You look like you run children's soldiers in Sudan.
The guy who kidnapped kids. And then he looks like... I thought of what I would have
looked. No, he actually gets the cars.
Yeah.
Brian gets
the wheel man.
I got a van. It's real fast.
I'd be the first guy killed in the first mission.
Yeah. You're the one that shoots the teller in the head.
No, you're the one that quits because you can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
But then later on, you're the one who saves us all at the end with some fucking van plane.
Scopo's your nephew that you have to bring in on the gig.
But he's the guy who fucking turns us.
Yeah.
He wants to be a superstar in the business. He goes to the Russians, goes with them, tries to get all of us killed.
I go where the money is, baby.
Will dies. Will gets killed.
Will, for sure,
why does a black guy always die?
You know what, Will?
You know why.
Will, I'm going to step in and do a rewrite. doesn't die, but does get incarcerated. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Can I get a better vote, please?
Okay. How about you're like...
I'm not in half the movie. I left.
Yeah. Well, you shot the teller in the head.
In the end, I panicked.
Yeah.
Isn't the black guy always the demolitions guy?
You're right. Your explosives.
So, there you go.
Thank you. Is that better?
Yeah. Your explosive. I'm Who's explosive? You? Yeah, but you actually are getting all our guns and ammo ready, and stupid Scopo, who turncoat went with the Russians, they blow you up. You die. You have to die.
Actually, I don't die.
We know. We need you to die.
I'm the one that's just doing this to get my daughter back. I'm the most likable bad guy. I'm Val Kilmer.
In the sequel, you're actually dating your daughter.
You know what? That's going to probably be a straight to video, and I won't star in that.
What's wrong with you? Why would you add that?
Because he looked like he got pedophile face.
What does that mean?
That's the best you got?
Look at his
face. That's the best you got?
No.
Is that the best you got?
You look like you're in a third world poker game.
What?
Nah,
what?
All right.
Too wordy. Too wordy.
Too wordy? Too soon. Yeah. Give me the bandana. I'll be the first one to have
this. You're the first one with the bomb dana.
It's a bomb dana.
It's the bomb dana. It's not a handkerchief. Stop with your handkerchief. All right? This is 1922. You're not fucking Clyde Von Van Erich.
Give him back.
I like it on my microphone stand.
Goes right back.
Clyde Von Van Erich was pretty good.
I don't even know what that
means. Too many Von Vans.
Way too many.
He killed Erich. Natalie Holloway.
How do you know that?
What? Well, it's not the truth. It's a joke.
Oh.
Vandersloot killed him.
I like
killed
that's,
her.
That's new. That's Will's new thing is to believe every joke. He's like, wait, is that based on factual evidence? Well, that just fucking got super quiet and awkward.
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
that. You
talking
this,
did
this
that.
New studio is making us unfunny, man.
Thank you.
It is feng shui different.
Yeah, it feels like we're all by being like brought in, like we're in trouble. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, like
then we
the
can't.
Office.
I'm gonna start
listen,
calling you the dean.
Listen,
to be fair, some of us were unfunny before the studio.
He still got it.
I'm not gonna name names.
He still got it.
I can't remember Chris's name.
Can't remember Chris's name. It's multi-leveled.
Is that real?
No, that was
it's not real.
What his fucking fake
his puppet laugh?
You're laughing like you just announced your plan.
Joe's on fire today. Well, listen, man, I'm sorry that the studio is not up to your par, I guess.
Who are you talking to?
All of you.
It's fine. Like it. I love the studio.
Let's go around the room. I want to know what you think of the studio.
And my beef yourself? With the studio. Well, first of all, I have trouble with change.
Hold on. Can we anybody introduce themselves?
Yeah, I do that. And then we're going to go around the room. And you know how I do the show. And every time you're on the show, you try to do some weird fucking power play at the beginning. All right? Stop it. All right? Take those glasses off, too. I'm sick of looking at me. Take them off. Take them off on the show.
I don't like daytime, Will.
I don't. All right,
I am also sick of looking at you, though. So,
all right. Everybody,
here's my beef.
May I introduce the truth, a.k.a. Joe List. Truth.
My beef is I got here at 2:42.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we started recording at 3:29. That's 50 minutes.
And here's the reason why.
Hold on. He's not
Dan there. Soda was a little late today.
Oh,
who's never late.
Never.
Never late.
Ever.
I'd say never.
He's never been late, really.
Ever.
Okay. He called up, he says, and he said, I might need a little time. He tried. He got down here as fast as he could.
Absolutely.
I wanted you guys all to come in together. So I made you wait downstairs. I made you wait downstairs in a relaxing restaurant. I apologize. It wasn't in a field in the sun with fucking mosquitoes.
Well, I was in the dark, I felt, and I value my time.
Listen,
I just wanted a quick apology.
Joe, I want to apologize.
Who do you want?
To you. Can I apologize for being late?
It wouldn't affect me that you were late if Bobby hadn't instilled this policy of everyone comes in together. So I don't want
it's
you
not
to take.
No.
I appreciate it, but it's not your apology to give. It's Mr. Robert Patrick Kelly's.
Hang on one second. First of all, a policy means it's going to happen again every week. Okay, that's my middle name.
Bobby P. Kelly.
Bobby PK. RPK. I had a velour V-neck. Sweater when I was a kid with RPK on the breast.
I remember from your bit about the guy tossing you his car keys because he thought you were Mexican.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Patrick. Apologize.
That's the reaction I used to get.
Hey, listen. First of all, it's not a policy because it's not happening again. All right. It happened today because of special circumstances. Today. Special circumstances. Every day you've come on the show, Joe, I've been up here ready to go.
Yes.
And we start. Okay.
One time you were late.
But over hundreds of episodes. Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yes.
Hundreds of episodes.
Yes.
One time we're introducing a new studio. I want you to be one of the people in the room to be on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted Dan, too.
Yeah.
I wanted Brian.
Sort of.
I'm hearing a lot of
Lewis
words.
Lewis wasn't available, so
I'm
we got
Will.
A lot
of words.
But listen. Oh, you want an apology?
That's correct.
You want an apology from me?
Oh, I want to see if this is going to happen.
I was in there for 50 minutes. I could have done every joke I've ever written.
Just say sorry, stupid.
I was going to say it.
Will, you're not.
Stupid.
Yeah. But I'm not associated with him. I don't associate with
I was just about to say it. And
he's Haitian American.
Oh.
It's not the same. He's not American. He's Haitian.
He's Haitian.
He's not from this country. He doesn't have a green card.
I was only kidding. I can we take that part out? Because I got some network TV coming up, and I don't want anyone to take that sound clip and
listen,
use it.
Nobody would have done it. Now you get. Why don't you? You're like the fucking news giving the terrorist ideas. Next thing they know, they're going to be.
Oh,
using
that's a
planes.
Good bit. You should do that bit.
Yeah. Okay. You want an apology or not?
I would like one.
Joe, what's your middle name?
Albert.
Ugh. Joe Albert. Jow.
I bet Albert's his first name, and he knew he could never make it in this business. As Albert it? List. Albert List is a rent-a-car guy.
I'm named after my great-grandfather. He was a war hero.
No, he wasn't.
He was a war person.
He killed two black guys.
Wow.
What? Come on, go. Will.
They're going to add those two clips together.
Will was shouting the N-word downstairs in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you something real quick? Fucking Keith Robinson. I'm driving in the car. I'm in traffic in New York City. And he starts, we're talking NWA.
Hold on, you're driving in the car?
Yeah, sometimes
you're talking NWA.
Sometimes you can be parked in the car. So I'm in the car driving. Is that better? So we're talking NWA and rap, and he starts, he starts saying the N-word loud. Mm-hmm. And my windows are down. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, dude, you're on Bluetooth. You're on my speaker, man. Shut. And he starts saying it again. This motherfucker.
So Keith wasn't in the car.
No, he's on Bluetooth. And
that's
just
hilarious.
And I'm at a fucking light.
Perfect.
In traffic. Nice. In New York.
Perfect.
With a lot of wheels around.
Haitians. Haitian Americans.
Not that, a little lighter than Will.
So okay. An open mic just let out?
Dude, I was like, dude, shut the fuck up, man. Yeah, I was talking, because NM, did you see the movie NBC?
Hold on. That's the ending of that story?
No, he was, Keith was yelling a lot of shit to get Rob in trouble.
Yeah, he was yelling the.
That's it? No, nothing else happened?
How would you rewrite that story?
I would not say it. That's all I had.
You just wouldn't let it happen. You wouldn't have told the story.
That's all he had to say for that story. Like, you didn't get beat up. Someone didn't come in there and yank you up.
Yank me up? I don't know how to get yanked up. How do you get yanked somebody up?
Someone grab you by a collar.
I didn't have a collar on a t-shirt.
I know how you get yanked up. You only root for your team in October.
Janky Chief. Hanky Chief.
Wow. I'm not saying sorry either, fucking Albert.
That was a real Albert joke.
Joe
that
Albert was a real joke. It sounds like an assassinator guy.
That was from
Joe
Albert List
was out the
Joe
window.
Yeah. I love that. It really does. Presidential shooter name.
When you have three names, you're either an inventor.
The suspect,
or
Joseph Albert List, was seen at the book depository.
Hey, I'm going to say my middle name once we pass.
What was that? You want to get that whole sentence out before you stumble all over it?
Flat face white guy?
Yeah.
This is awkward. I feel awkward.
Why?
I feel like everybody's fighting.
It's them.
I want to hear the NWA story.
It's him.
Who am I fighting? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Joe, listen, that's the end of the story.
Listen.
No, he started another segue and then you interrupted. He went off and said, then we started talking about NWA.
We were talking about NWA, and I really liked NWA, and Keith don't like NWA. He was I can't fucking stand you guys. I should have just had all new guys on.
Should have.
That have never been on the show.
And you know what? They would have came in here and, whoa. That's not what you get with
it. It blinks. It blinks.
Yeah. Ooh, the arm. It's lit up. Ooh. No, this is seasoned. Dead in the eyes, YKWD crew.
This is what's sad about it, is I helped make it.
Yeah.
I feel
you
like
got
Dr.
Joe bringing his stepdad energy.
And are you a Rutgers alma mater or what?
Still going. Still producing.
We have the Rutgers emblem on the table.
Say what you will about Joseph Albert List.
So you like NWA,
inventor
but he doesn't
of the
like
sink.
NWA.
I love NWA.
Dan, corporate Dan, a.k.a.
Good to be here.
Monster Voice.
Sirius XM, Channel 95.
Oh, I get it. I mean, what do you want to do? You got
that's
all.
Great.
Listen, when you got all the people listening to your show from my show are there. You're not getting any more.
You're right.
I'm excited for the Naughty by Nature movie.
I love Naughty by Nature.
Not because I hate you.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was talking about it. He said he never liked it. They were too rough, too mean, too dirty.
No. First of all,
he's soulful.
In the movie, that they portray them as having an attitude, not gangster. If you look at Ice Cube, when that guy came on the bus, he stayed quiet and kept in his notebook. That's how Ice Cube is. Dr. Dre had an attitude. He always had an anger
problem. I'm sorry. What did you say? I didn't.
I understood him
when you started talking. When you came in the room, when I said that Will Smith, what have you said since then?
Ice Cube. Because Keith is talking
Will
about
Sylvain's everybody, a.k.a. Mushmouth, a.k.a. the Haitian terror.
Okay, who saw Straight Outta Compton?
A.k.a. shop at a fucking Army Navy store.
You see Straight Outta Compton?
No, but I drove through during the daytime one time.
I threw up at a KFC on Crenshaw.
Oh, fun.
Because I was so hungover.
C-O-M-P-T-O-N.
I jerked off to a National Geographic.
Okay. We're all on par.
Can we start again?
No, we're not starting again. That show.
What I did see was Diary of a Teenage Girl, and it is phenomenal.
Yaya Sisterhood.
Is that one of the best movies black I've ever people seen? In there?
There is a couple of black people. They do a lot
watch
of big
any
black dick jokes.
Have you watched any black movies?
Why are you always grilling me on this? What do you mean black movie? Boys in the Hood is one of my favorite movies.
Menace Society.
Oh, way back then?
Yeah.
When Tupac got shot first time?
That's Tupac, what you told Tupac didn't get shot in that.
He wasn't
in it.
Way back then in the Tupac ever.
It was in 92.
What he's trying to say is that you don't like
John Singleton classic.
You see Life? Do you see Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence? That's a good
movie. Great movie.
That was good. Joe didn't see it.
I don't understand why I gotta see.
Joe didn't see
I like to see good movies. Some of them are made by black people and some are made by white people.
Black movie this time that you've seen.
This time?
Yeah, come on, Joe.
What does this time mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Come on, man.
Recently?
Yes.
I saw The Butler.
Joe didn't see The Butler.
I saw The Butler.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. There he is.
The Landlord.
Sit right down, right here in this chair.
That's going to be...
No, right here.
That's your wrestling name, The Landlord. The rent's due when the landlord comes in the room.
There's too much space above your head.
He's blocking the camera.
There's too much space inside of it, too.
There's too much space above your head. The camera should be...
Yeah, I know. We're working it out.
On the microphone, it's The Landlord.
The Landlord.
He's coming for rent. Rent's due.
The landlord, the owner, the creative person... Himself, my neighbor, my friend,
one of the best
Gnome, Dorman, the owner of everything. Can we call you that?
Yeah, no, I like that. Yes, Will. Will. What's that?
It's good.
Do you have a middle name?
No, I don't, Will.
You don't have a middle name?
Can I tell you guys something? Robert came over to my house. It was yesterday?
Robert
yesterday,
Patrick Kelly.
With his son and wife.
New swimming pool. He's got a beautiful...
In my swimming pool. Robert
did you
jumped
run
into
here?
The pool.
It's two floors up.
If I had a video of Robert jumping into the pool, you would think it was CGI. It was, I mean, the waves, the people spinning around, it was awesome. Like it was like we were talking about it after you left.
You're talking about old Cannonball Kelly?
It was like, it was really, I'll remember it
forever. All right, we get it. There's a lot of water displacement.
No, but you had to see it. And it actually made me, jealous. Like it was like alpha... diving pool. I think it made me less attractive to my wife. I swear to God.
You had one of those big dick jump in the pool.
Let me tell you something. First of
all,
it
was like a meteor. No.
The best is
For something.
What I love is Gnome is like, yeah, it's the longest way to an insult. He's like, no, it's building it up. It was almost impressive. Yeah. The water cascaded into the sky.
You guys are always looking for punchlines. That's your problem. I was just telling you what I thought. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
His house. He has this beautiful house, and it's the backyard is immense. It's like levels and levels, and you go, it's like owning acreage, and really like almost like a farmland, but really great, usage of it. And then he adds this pool to it. Okay. Oh my God, dude. It's heated perfectly. I mean, you go to Anthony Cumia's pool, it's like jumping into fucking boiling macaroni water some nights. What I mean? You feel like it's just like a jacuzzi. He has it so... He has it at the perfect... You know when you jump in a pool and you're waiting for...
Yes.
Yeah. You jump in and you just you come up and you're like, this is it. It's exact perfect.
You just
and
throw
the color,
your hair back and...
The color... I don't have hair. That's great. All right. the color of the pool, I gotta say too, matters to me. Some people get like a dark pool, no offense, a dark pool, and it's just too kind of depressing and scary. Some people get too blue, and it's like, this is kind of ghetto. Again, no offense, and it's just too weird and goofy. You got this beautiful gray blue pool.
Yeah, I picked the color.
It's
what's the color?
Insane.
It's a beautiful gray blue. We fought. My wife and I had fights about it, but.
Why? Did she want it lighter?
She's Puerto Rican. She wanted multicolor.
She wanted a giant Puerto Rican flag on the bottom of it. Can we just paint it on the bottom of the pool?
I want a buff ground.
I actually joked to the. Actually, got mad. I told you this. Maybe you already. Joked to the pool guy. I said, listen. It's a surprise, but you think you could put in a fire hydrant as well, so when my wife's family comes over,
be more. That's fucking hilarious.
She didn't like it.
Yeah, that pool okay, but that fire hydrant's the shit.
So in her family,
it's. I went over there yesterday, and there was Ray Allen and Dan Natterman in the pool.
Did you have to?
Well, I'm sorry. What are you ashamed of your friends?
Somebody's trying to get an Aruba ticket.
I go, are you ashamed of your friend? He's like, yes, I am. That's funny. Guys, come over, but please don't tell anybody you came over.
Wait, you're laughing, but when you came over, Ray Allen said to me, he goes, did Robert know I was here?
Huh. Like, what?
He says, did Robert know I was here? Where? Like he was afraid, like he was wondering if you would have wanted to come over if you had known he was there.
Of course, I don't care. I don't mind that. If it was real famous people, I probably wouldn't have come over. Ray Allen and Dan Natterman, I'll come over. Unbelievable. Had a great time. His kids, my kid. Swimming, my kid fell, hit his face on the pool. Oof! Oh, those are.
How did he react to it?
He. Let me tell you something. Dude, when your kid get, you'll know someday. When you have a kid, Joe, you're not gonna have kids. But when you have kids, Dan, and your kids that you have that you don't have met yet, Will, and Brian, you'll have kids maybe someday. Are you all right?
Now we want to hear your story. I want to hear where you go.
It's the worst thing in the world. The first time he's, every time he gets hurt, is kind of the first time. You know, he fell and hit his face for the first time yesterday on his pool.
What did I love it?
And he's bleeding. And you're like, fuck, you can't prevent it. There's nothing you can do. No. But it just sucks.
How did he react?
He cried, man. His pool, the edge is stone. It's pretty sharp. And he hit his chin on it, which sucks. Yikes. Hitting your chin.
What's that like?
Huh?
That's a joke about me not having a chin.
Yeah, I know.
Joke
I
going.
Got it.
Do you have the handkerchief?
Oh, it was good.
I already have it, but it actually did get a laugh.
I mean, right? I mean, you have two kids, so you already went through this.
First of all, Robert's kid has had a really tough time. He's had whooping cough. He had strep throat. He had his thing in his
eye. What's whooping cough?
He didn't have whooping cough.
He had some. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was colic. It wasn't whooping cough.
Are you going west on the Oregon Trail?
He had some really bad cough. Maybe it wasn't. It's a different thing.
Yeah, whooping cough is very bad.
What's whooping cough?
That's he didn't whooping cough. Whooping cough is terrible. I had whooping cough.
What is whooping cough?
It's a cough that literally can kill kids because it takes your breath away. And with me, I got it. Dawn got it while she was pregnant with Max. He got
Max had some cough though.
He had a little cough, but not whooping cough. Whooping cough is so bad. I was on the toilet coughing and I passed out. And I woke up just banging my head on a hotel bathroom door, and there was just blood all over the door.
Oh, wait, talking about recently or when
and
you
that
were
happened? No, that happened recently. 2 years ago, when Max was in 3.5 years ago, when Max was in Dawn's belly, I was in Chicago. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. If you've never gotten whooping cough, go get your whooping cough shot. Max got a whooping cough shot because of that. It's terrible, dude.
I never heard of that.
Kids will die because they don't know how to catch their breath. You know what I mean? They don't know how
to. What's colic?
That's one when your hair curls up.
What?
Don't worry about it.
No, that's not. Don't worry.
How do you get through a conversation? He's got to stop you and ask you what every word means.
That's Will Sovince.
Hey, we don't have these in the hood. Colic, whooping cough, credit.
I liked it, Will.
Yeah. So it was he broke his leg. He not fractured his shin bone.
Tough kid.
Which sucked. 3 days into camp at the JCC.
It was horrible.
Yeah, he was having a blast. I mean, a blast. Dawn was having a blast. And then 3 days in, I'm in at San Diego at the Comic-Con, and I get that call. And that's like, do I go home?
Yeah.
This is a Comic-Con? You know what I mean?
Can I tell you a story why I reacted that way about Dan and Ray Allen?
Yeah.
They were over at my house, and my kids want to play hide-and-seek. And they were like... I mean, what I found out later was just an imitation, but for a second you would think these were real human beings. Like they were running and hiding and counting to 20 and finding meal and like seeing the joy.
Dan and Ray.
So then Wendy says, okay, it's time to take the kids inside for bath. So I walked in just to take the kids inside. I think I was gone like literally 45 seconds. I walk back out. They're hovering over Ray Ellen's phone. The most disgusting porn I have ever seen. Like, literally 45 seconds.
Wait. Ray is showing your kids porn?
Ray is showing Dan Natterman porn.
Oh, okay.
Like instantly. They're playing hide and seek and pretending, and then instantly the foulest porn I've ever seen within seconds of me going inside.
Those are dudes without kids.
It's disgusting.
What is disgusting porn?
Make sure you wish you
that
watch
means
the
that the whole time they
closer.
Were playing with what's disgusting porn?
Yeah,
I don't want to, but it means the whole time they were playing with my kids. Like, can't wait till these kids get out of here so I can look at this fucking porn.
But maybe that's not how it was. Maybe they were playing with your kids
and it made them think of the disgusting porn.
No, what? That is, man. You are really setting these guys up to be arrested.
It wasn't child porn. It was not.
Liz, Subway guy. The manager of everything here, just texted me saying that Will needs more light. Literally. You can't see Will.
Everyone in the chat is saying that.
This
too.
Can you turn is not designed.
Draw switch seats?
It's not designed for us, man.
I feel like I'm in a real bright spot here.
Yeah, I mean, can you? It's your hat. Can you take your hat
make
off?
Make some adjustments and have Will back next week.
I gotta adjust my wardrobe for the studio.
Try.
Now, can you sit over there?
No, let's change
Noam,
seats.
Noam, can you change seats with Noam? So, Will, can you switch with Noam?
I don't mind.
Noam? Here, Will, we'll switch.
Just hold this. Just hold that.
Yeah, hold that up.
Yeah, he's doing the same
joke. Oh, you have a light? It's not working.
I was just kidding.
Let's switch.
No, you don't switch, Dad. No.
Oh.
Tell a ghost story.
That's great. That's great.
You want me to switch?
Can you switch with him, please?
I don't mind.
Let's see that. You're way bright over here. Let's switch. Let's see if that works. So from Scobo, make a note. All black guests sit over in this seat.
What if you have two?
Yeah.
You're not going to have two.
They sit over in this
seat. You're not going to have two.
All right, let's see him. How's that? Well, that's way better, right?
Yeah.
Can you sit down, owner of everything?
Yeah, I'm sitting.
The landlord.
One, two.
Yeah.
We're gonna make that light shoot right there. That's all.
Yeah, you should get some pin spots. That's not you have.
I don't know what that is. What's a pin
spot?
So
I gotta do everything I just said again?
No.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. You just do your thing.
So say what's
so everybody comic. Walks in today, and Joe's bitching about the studio.
I didn't bitch about the studio. I bitched
he said
about.
It's too close. We're too close.
I got here 15 minutes
he
ago.
He bitched about the time.
But he said he's too close.
I'm not bitching. It just feels there's no place to hide. We could arm wrestle from here. I feel like we could make out.
What does that mean? This is a beautiful layout.
Actually, it's different from this point of view. It's nice.
Now you like it over there.
Oh, now you like. But Will was bitching.
I was no. I was bitching because you held us in freaking custody. Customs downstairs
in customs.
For 30 minutes.
I'm sorry.
And
I'm
then
sorry.
You made a bit.
I'm sorry.
It's
is
a
it
nice studio.
Or custom.
He's checking
custom.
Luggage.
I'm holding
you held us downstairs. It's a nice studio.
Do you have anything to declare?
But you made
what's college?
You made it seem like it's going to be robotics and all this gadgets.
I said there was going to be robotics.
You said
and
you
gadgets.
Said
it was,
And
gadgets. Gadgets and gadgets.
I said gadgets.
What's
gadgets?
A gadgets?
I said gadgets.
I never said. I just wanted you guys to be.
It's a nice studio.
All right. Well, thank you.
I like
you
it. We play
you
poker
got rid of
here.
The graffiti table. You still got the same headphones.
I like that he calls it graffiti. Like there's a gang up here.
What you new headphones? These are great headphones.
I'm just saying. If you're gonna go out, go out.
I'm not going out. I'm in the new studio.
We have to go out again?
No, we're not going out.
You made us wait 50 minutes.
I would have made the table the whole length.
Yes.
What do you mean?
I would have spread it out a little. We can still do it again. I would spread it out just a little bit more.
That's money right there talking. Just we can a little, do it again. You hear
but
that?
I like that everybody's right next to each other. Look, yeah, we can all see each other.
I agree with that. But
he said we could do it again.
I don't know. You're right.
I think it's great. Everybody, we're right here in the conversation. If I spread it out, you're kind of separated. When you're right next to somebody, you feel the energy. Like, you feel Joe's shitty energy right now.
Shitty.
You're talking about Super Friends table, the long way with Superman.
The Justice League. Yeah.
We had that.
Back when
that's what we had before.
No, I just meant a little bit like that. The instead of coming in, where instead of peeking where Joe's sitting there, kind of would go a little bit to the right, and then Will would be.
Oh, so more of an arc, more of a
seat.
I think it's great because you're in the corner. You're on the. I mean, everybody's right on top of
he's
each other,
about,
and it's hard to do in this space. We got everybody. Everybody's got their spot.
But you're absolutely right that being close together makes a big difference to the conversation.
That's right. Absolutely.
Like the Comedy Cellar.
The Comedy Cellar. Well, that's I think that's one of the most perfect things ever, and you should get that on video. You should have Deepu do that.
Deepu.
We did it last week. Did you guys see that? No.
No, you didn't take a look at it.
He told me about it. He said it was fantastic.
Well, no, you should actually have him set up and do a camera thing like this is for your table down there. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No. Okay, I would love that.
All right. Talk to Dupa.
Dupa, you got some more work.
Let's talk about the table some more.
All right, well, listen. Here's the deal.
You should have Tony on.
Tony who?
Tony, what? The guy who did all this work.
I know,
for
we
you.
Should. Well, can you not say it like you're accusing me like I'm not having him on?
You're not thankful to Tony.
How is this?
All the
you
work
what?
Tony did.
You're
you
such
like,
a cocksucker. As soon I love as Tony. The levels change.
He's got kids. He's got kids.
I love Tony, too.
I love
him
Tony
more
than you do. I said his name first.
What was that time you hugged him?
Yesterday.
You didn't hug him. Wasn't he here yesterday?
Yesterday.
I hugged him last night and today.
All right. But twice. I meant more when I hugged him yesterday.
Shut up.
I've never hugged either.
Anyways, this is just, I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say.
Hey, Noam, did you see Straight Outta Compton?
No, I haven't seen it. I heard it's really
good.
Do
you like gangster rap?
I like some of the grooves. I'm not, you know.
Did you like NWA?
What was the last black movie you liked?
She's Gotta Have It.
She's a long
she's one.
That's worse than Joe.
When was that?
Joe last one he saw was Boys in the Hood.
Yeah. Is that the last black movie you saw?
I was gonna say Gone with the Wind, but
Jesus.
I saw 12 Years a Slave. Is that a count as a black movie?
That's a black movie.
If it's about a slave, then it goes back to being a white movie.
You watch it backwards so you can have a happy
ownership.
Did you just do a fucking Roots joke?
What did he
made it? You know what? I want you to leave. I want you to never come back here. He said, would you watch it backwards so it has a happy ending? Oof. On 12 Years a Slave, oof. Which doesn't even make sense.
Well, actually it does because, I mean, he was a musician in New York before he got kidnapped.
But it goes back to... It's the same ending as the beginning. He's free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's a dumb joke, y'all.
It's supposed to be on the movie Roots.
Yeah, yeah.
White people watch Roots backwards, so it has a happy ending. Yeah. Jesus, no. What? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And you watch Philadelphia backwards, he gains weight.
And you watch this studio made backwards.
Yeah, it's an old joke. Why do Jews watch porn backwards? Because they want to see the prostitute. What is it?
Give the money back.
They want to see the prostitute give the money back. Wow. Yeah.
Have you ever got a prostitute?
No.
Never?
Never.
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 Close?
Never.
What's the closest thing to a prostitute you had?
What's left?
Don't say it.
Almost every other girl I met. Who knew I was the owner of a club. But.
Dan, have you ever gone to a prostitute?
Nope.
Never. Joe?
No.
You're lying.
What do you mean?
Lying? You're lying. You have herpes. That's why.
That wasn't from a prostitute.
Yeah.
That was from one of multiple different girls, possibly.
That was bad decision making.
You've never had a prostitute?
No.
Look at me.
I'm looking right at you.
He hasn't looked away.
Brian, have you ever had a prostitute?
Well, keep talking to Joe. Joe, what were you saying about it?
Have you had one?
No. No. There were some iffy things right there, but no.
What? What do you
no,
mean?
No, I don't want to get into it. I'm not that fucking... I never had a prostitute.
I've had a prostitute.
I imagine. I thought about it, and if I had the money at one point in my life, I certainly fucking would have.
Right.
But now I can, you know, if I ask out 50 girls... I'll meet one that wants to fuck a fat guy, but it's a lot of work, both the fucking and the asking.
So you're playing the odds.
I'm like Sherrod in front of the. Before the old days.
Wait, so you fuck longer
what
than
you
you're supposed to?
Well, he used to do that.
I'm saying, you know, like some people hit on it. How did this happen?
It's called a podcast. We talk.
Yeah, but this is the one thing you asked me. I've been saying that. You don't even say my name yet.
I'm getting to you.
Okay, but first we want to find out my sexual history.
Yes.
He's got herpes. I just found that out.
Brian,
why are we talking about you having herpes? That's terrible.
Yeah, Bobby,
right.
Bobby's
back to
Joe. Sensitive. That's
what,
why.
The disease?
You're the one who brought it up.
Brought it up.
Originally on
you
the show.
Said.
What was the last black movie you liked?
Thank you, Brian.
Batman.
Blackula?
You got high cholesterol. Talk about that.
I don't have. I have perfect cholesterol.
You got
to lie. I have low.
You got
iron.
Hypertension.
I don't have hypertension either.
You got diabetes.
I do not have diabetes.
Well, you got fat.
I got fat.
That was the longest road to calling you fat.
No, he said, what do you got fat? He meant like what diseases that you have.
I like no.
Got fat. Like you got diabetes. You got fat.
I don't have anything. I have a high iron. I got checked out.
And a high food intake.
What? Everyone's so accusatory on this podcast.
It's a very mean podcast.
Chris Scopo is here, by the way.
Scopo, have you said anything?
Like Scopo, you ever had...
You didn't ask him about a prostitute.
You ever had prostitutes?
Well, I'm getting to it. Brian Scalaro, back
I'll
on the show.
I've never paid for sex, but yeah. I paid for other things that were sexual related.
What?
What the fuck does that mean?
You don't have to know.
Massage. He means massage.
A massage.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Hand jobs. I've done that.
No, I never even paid for a hand job. But I've had other things.
I'm trying to think of what the other thing is, too.
Yeah, what is the other thing?
Blowjobs.
You guys just don't have the imagination.
Blowjobs.
No, no.
Lingerie?
Not just lingerie.
You paid somebody to kiss?
No.
Can I pay you? Can I pay you $20 for a smooch? Butt naked hug.
That's funny.
Butt naked hug.
I got. Oh, you said you had a naked massage.
Yeah.
Okay. Naked massage. Yeah, that's sure.
But I mean, I don't know if that's officially an escort. I think
that is an escort.
Yeah, I've had that. Massage is an escort.
Well, I'll say naked massage. Yeah.
Well, she's naked too.
Yeah,
that's not what I got.
Oh, you were just naked.
I don't want to.
Brian, what
are you married?
Fuck?
Are you married?
No. Oh,
okay.
Brian, what you don't want to talk about? What I just don't understand what you're saying. You're saying stuff, and then you're saying you're giving.
Well, I'm answering your question, but not going further into detail.
I know, but what am I supposed to do with that?
Nothing. Just don't ask me the question. Let's move on to somebody else.
Will, have you ever had a prostitute?
Never had a prostitute.
Ever?
Never.
Will
had
is celibate. Did you know that?
Still.
Still.
Man, it is what it is, man. I jerk off. Does that count?
Okay, yeah, so he's never had a prostitute.
Sure.
You're celibate.
He is herpes.
You know why? You know why I'm celibate?
Yeah, huh? Why? Why?
Because I want to be celibate.
Really?
Oh, this is the worst
part. All that for that? Done. You want to be celibate because you want to be celibate?
No, because I want to change my life, man. I changed my life in 2007. I lost weight. I stopped being sick. I started writing more. I started writing scripts. I stopped having random sex, and I started, taking better care of myself.
So you don't have sex with women because not a relationship with
I don't want my body to control. I want me to be in control. Whether it's procrastinating, playing video games, eating bad foods, having sex just because having sex.
I love all these things.
So you don't have.
So
if
control.
You're with a woman and you're gonna have sex with her, you're gonna love her. She's gonna be your wife.
If I get a girl, yeah, it's on. I ain't gonna be a wife, but if I like a girl.
How long has it been since you had sex?
March 2007.
Really?
What? Wow.
7.5 years.
I don't look at it like that.
I do.
How do you look at it?
That's great. I look at it like that.
The day by day.
Okay.
So sex to you now is it's just not a thing.
It's not.
You don't watch porn either, right?
I watch a lot of porn.
So you masturbate.
Yeah, I get it out. So I can control these bitches. They got no control over me when I walk in.
Why
the
are they bitches if you want to treat them with respect?
Cause they told me it's not my song. I don't. I'm here with my girlfriend. All right, bitch. I'm gonna jerk off anyway to your face later on.
Tonight. Wow, it's the most. It's the sweetest way of being this misogynistic.
This isn't religious based.
He's like, listen, you stupid bitch. You don't control me, but I will only make love to you.
That's fucking weird to me that you're somehow respecting them and respecting yourself, but these are bitches that you'll go jerk off to their face.
Don't let the word bitch tear you apart, man. It's just a word. It doesn't explain who they are.
You guys should fucking really take that note.
This feels like a bad Thanksgiving, man.
This is literally the worst podcast I've ever done.
This is great.
It's the studio, man.
We're exploring the new space.
We're working out the kinks.
Yeah.
Listen.
Great band.
Naked massage.
Hold on. Let me ask y'all something. What's wrong with being celibate?
Naked massage and I jerked off. You happy? Naked massage and I jerked off. You happy? And this was like fucking 20 years ago. So you're fucking happy you dragged that out of me, Rob?
I killed a man in 1999.
I am happy.
Why?
Because
there's a lot of comics that don't do that fucking real life.
I do that. It makes me feel good that you fucking admitted it. Because now
but
me
it was
and you
20 years ago.
So what? I did it. When did I get married? I did it fucking
7 years.
Fucking 20 years.
I'm just saying. Some people, like I have a girlfriend now, and she doesn't want to fucking know about that shit. So
she's not listening to this show.
She'll listen to it. Well, and
one of her girlfriends will hear it and tell her.
Yeah,
she's doing it. You 20 years ago.
Hold on, man. What's wrong with being celibate, man?
Listen, Joe, I think there's nothing.
Just seems
wrong
unenjoyable
with it.
To me.
What?
You got,
I think it's fine.
It's wrong. It's just weird for a guy, especially with a huge dick like yours, to be celibate.
Oh, man, what a
especially if you're not religious.
Yeah, and you have a limited time to get laid.
You don't have herpes. I'm like, there's no good reason.
Well, I'm spiritual. Fine. I support you.
You're not married.
I support you.
I think it's like owning a fucking brand new Mercedes and taking the bus.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you have a massive cock.
How do you know he's got a Macy's Day float?
I didn't know that he had a giant.
It's massive.
Have you seen the picture, Will?
He shows it all the time.
I don't want to see it.
Dude's hanging long.
No, you do. You want to see this picture.
I don't want to see it.
I'm telling you.
I do not want to see it. But, Will, I
screaming because I got to keep it.
Have you seen the picture, Robert?
Hang on.
The best thing is the face.
You have a face on your dick?
It's as if he's like raising money for an affliction. Like it's a sad face. Like,
he has a face.
Can you donate money for this overgrown dick, people? You know? Uh-huh.
Please help me.
Please help me.
I think that's great.
It's too big.
He hasn't had a face on his dick since March of 07.
Oh, yeah.
Really, the face is the face is what I remember.
I've never gotten past the dick, to be honest with you.
I believe you.
I stare right at that fucking big mule. It's so massive. It's so, I don't even know how blood gets to the whole thing.
It doesn't.
I don't know how it stands up or stands straight.
I don't like seeing other penises. Even on Game of Thrones, there's too many fucking penises.
They show penises on Game of Thrones?
Nonstop.
Why?
They just do.
Because why not?
But I don't even like penises in my porn.
So you watch Japanese porn where they're all buzzed out?
Lesbians spanking each other and shit like that. I like that. And so lesbians beating each other up and lesbians fucking. That's the shit I enjoy.
All right.
So when there's a dick involved, that's all I got to jerk off to, and then they cut to the guy right when I'm coming, it's bad timing when all of a sudden they show you the penis and you're like just about to come. I don't like penis.
You got father issues.
You like seeing the wave. Stop. Seeing the penis?
I like only when they're huge. Like I'm no, really. I find it like interesting. Like I must say
when I watch porn with guys with small penises, this guy ain't smashing it. I need to see a guy handling his business the way I would handle my business.
There's like two guys bigger than you in porn. So how do you? It's a very limited viewing.
Yeah, every dick is small to you.
Yeah, Will's like, this guy again? He's only got 9 inches. Yeah.
He's a horse.
No, I understand what you're saying.
It's remarkable.
I'm almost more impressed with the girl's breathing techniques of taking it. Where you're like, you're like, come on, you're almost going to get through it.
Sounds like a magic trick.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. I've never heard that. That is true, though. They have to develop certain techniques to take certain dicks in certain holes.
It's like deep sea diving. They have to learn how to breathe different.
Yeah, like even when they like blow a guy with a big dick, they have to learn how to breathe. Like you have to have your nasal passages.
Yeah. Sword swallowing. They actually just.
You can't have coping cough. What is that called?
Whooping cough. Calder cough.
I like his description of it, though.
Coping
what'd you call
cough?
It? Coping cough.
Coping cough.
Coping.
I messed up the word. All right, everybody?
Huh? It's okay, Will.
It's all right, Will.
Y'all got the gist.
What is it called?
The gist.
You got that one right, actually. I think...
He knows that because no one corrected you.
Did you know the R lit up in the table, too, by the way? Did you see it?
I did see it. It doesn't light up that bright, though. I think we need to...
I could make
listen to the landlord.
You know I made a table like this?
You made a table like
this? I made a table like this, just like this.
How you floated here?
For the Super Bowl.
Bobby, can I
Hang
donate?
On, he's not done laughing.
Can that I donate funny. Something to the studio?
No. I don't want anything.
How about some jokes?
What?
A lamp I made. I'm going to bring it next week.
Is it made of human skin? Yeah. Are you Ed Gein?
It goes, ears and cheeks.
It goes with this studio. I promise you, you're going to like it.
What is it?
Let me just bring it in. If you don't like it, then
I don't know if you're coming back.
Be gracious. He wants to give you a present, and he's being serious.
But how about if it's a shitty present?
We'll put it behind the gorilla.
What?
And you're Jesus Christ.
Oh, there's actually...
You finally spoke
up? There's a gorilla behind me.
And you got to act like me on Father's Day. Just wear it.
I'm kidding. What'd you get, a watch?
What happened? Nothing.
Your wife gave you a watch?
Yeah, but actually I love the watch.
Let me see
No,
it.
You don't.
Let me see it.
I do.
Jokes come from somewhere.
That's what a good watch.
What is it?
What kind of watch?
Yeah, you gotta say what?
A Movado.
Is that a Movado?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it's a nice watch.
Welcome back to Watch Talk.
I think it's funny because I understand what you're saying about the penis. I want the penis in it, but if it's a gross penis, I don't want to watch the porn.
What's a gross penis?
I'll show you.
Like uncircumcised?
Oh, yeah. It's like
I don't
want to
see that.
It's like an alien thing.
Because it goes in and out. It's like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say I want the penis in it.
You did say you want
it. No, you
did. No, I said
when there is love.
When there's a big penis, I'm interested in it. I'm not turned off by it. I don't look away. I'm fine, interesting. Yeah. But I'm also fine if there's no penis in it. It's not like I'll only watch porn with a penis in it.
Yeah. Sometimes when the penis is too big, though, it's like the opposite of how Will feels, where you're like, nah, she wouldn't enjoy me. I can't watch this.
Yeah,
I want to be able to relate. I don't want it to look as similar to my penis as possible.
You want like a little penis.
I want a guy with glasses.
Why are you making assumptions about me?
No, I'm saying I'm just saying my
yeah,
my
like I don't relate. That's
it's hog talk on YKWG.
Are you pulling out a picture of your penis?
No, I left the light on and I just ran the flashlight for Will. It just exhausted my battery now.
Now listen, we have plugs right there. You can plug your get the out, blue this. Plug is for any of your phones you want to charge.
Oh wow, now we're talking.
Oh, you're happy with that?
I'm happy with everything except the time we started.
I'm sorry, dude.
All right, you know what? Let me
step in. I'm sorry, Joe.
Bobby, that wasn't hard.
I'm sorry. What's up, buddy?
Let me step in. Yeah. I'm sorry, Joe.
I'll take both apologies.
We were late because I was recording an episode of The Bonfire on SiriusXM Channel 95.
If you fucking say it one
Central
more time,
Radio.
Jesus Christ.
Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern.
He wants an apology from Robert Patrick
Kelly. I gave it
Kelly.
To him. I gave it to him.
We're moving
real,
on.
A real look him in the face and apologize.
I looked him in the face. You were plugging your phone in.
Look him in the
face. This is for you. It was
look
for
him in the face.
Joe, are you satisfied with my apology?
I was satisfied. I'm unsatisfied with Will, who was in the other room, coming back and rekindling.
Yeah, rekindling.
Stop rekindling.
Joe, that's not real anger.
I'm not angry.
Can I get back to this porn issue here with the penis in it? I think you need the penis in it.
Yeah.
Because I want to relate to. Thank I want to be.
But isn't it weird?
I'm the penis.
But yes. Isn't it weird when you're coming and they just cut to a shot of the penis and then you're. I mean, and now you're coming to a penis.
I think it's only weird when I pause on it to come.
Do you need a money shot? Like you need to see. You need to see the money shot.
I don't need the money shot. You know what? What shot really turns me on is when they kiss.
What? But like, what kind of fucking dork are you?
I like kiss fucking.
I came from with Bobby Kelly. I like when they kiss also.
Thank you, man.
When they just start smashing each other.
I don't like it.
When they start making out and kissing, it gives it a reality. When they come in and it's like suck dick, lick pussy,
perfect.
Fuck pussy.
You know what I like before
when they
that,
come
Bobby?
In, they start making out. It makes it like they like each other. Like
it's like before you were
like
married.
Costumes and yes. Places.
Bobby, you know what I like before that? Shit, you know what I like before that? When they have some small talk.
I love small talk. He's
small
got a
talk,
point, man.
That's small. Hey, what's Shit. Up? What's
you
going
guys
on?
Are not giving Will enough credit. He's boss, funny, all right?
My boss is not here. Your boss is not here.
That thing is weird.
You like realistic punch.
Where your boss at? He went to coffee.
Okay, you know what? I'll agree with that. I like the build-up.
The build-up. Thank you.
The build-up is great.
But they don't
but
ask each other.
Okay. The kissing never, in my mind, it's not good because it doesn't feel real because they always do like half-ass kissing. It's not like a real make-out. It's like... You know, the porn stars got the gloss lip.
I know, you're right. There is that kissing. I'm talking about when they
real
passion
kissing.
Kiss. Passion kiss. In some of those videos, they passion kiss.
Passion.
And a lot of them are Spanish chicks.
Something
Spanish
chicks
like to make out. And they start fucking deep tonguing. And that's when it builds up. You know that minute where it's like the only other thing a chick can do right now is like, I gotta suck your dick. You know what I mean? When you ever kiss a chick,
it's like Jimmy Durant.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you know what I've been watching a lot lately?
Super.
Oh shoot!
What was that?
Oh
wait, what happened? Something happened.
It was right on the punchline too.
It stopped recording.
There was a power outage for a second.
No.
Did it stop recording, Bobby?
What was that?
I don't know. The lights didn't flicker. Are you recording?
Are you still recording over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, we're still on YouTube. So.
Okay, all right, so let's
what
go.
I've been watching lately
Super
is
Friends.
These women, they hide these, they have these hidden cameras. They have the plumber come over, and they freaking wearing almost nothing with the plumber. And next thing you know, they start smashing each other.
What was it? They were fighting?
No. Having sex.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Have you seen this?
This is real, like
yes. These
it's
women,
a real
they,
plumber, and
they blow out their plumber's face. It's a real plumber, and they have hidden cameras, and they talk to the cameraman first. Say, hey, look, listen, I got the plumber coming over.
Does he know he's being recorded?
He has no idea he's being recorded.
Oh well, that's crazy.
Oh, so she comes and then she starts flirting with him.
He comes over to fix her plumbing, and then she goes in the other room, wear almost like nothing, and say, hey, what's up with?
It's like
you
to catch a
yet?
Predator.
Did you fix it yet? He goes, no, I'm still working. And then she, one video, she drops a towel. And he goes, oh, your towel fell. She said, I know. What am I going to do? And he just, they start making out and
wow.
stuff.
That's great. I want to be a plumber.
Even having Will tell it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Google, any one of your porn sites, Google or search hidden camera plumber.
Done. You hear that, America? Hidden camera.
There's women out there, they setting up cameras, catching. Their job is to see how many men are willing to cheat on their wife.
Oh, so he's a married plumber.
Married, yeah.
Oh.
Some of them are mad.
What if you guys
more importantly,
single?
Is he union? I don't want them fucking scabs.
So who's wrong? The guy or these women? You know,
these women.
Why?
It's a trap. It's a trap.
It's entrapment.
And they smash
your law degree,
they
know
smash
that.
A few of them without condoms.
Oh, that's just dangerous.
They blur his face out?
They blur the face out all the time.
Sounds dangerous and erotic.
Are you fixed it right?
I'm trying.
What's happening?
Everything.
New studio problems.
Yeah, we're recording, so I mean it's just
it seems like this whole part.
That's a new computer too.
Right? I didn't mean to. Everything.
I feel weird that I got embarrassed there about the escort question.
Why
you shouldn't
you
be embarrassed? Well, you shouldn't feel weird about
it. Here's what's weird about it for me is that you admitted to it kind of, but didn't. Here's what I would do. This is what I do. Nope, fucking didn't. I don't want to talk about something. No. And I just don't talk about it.
Right,
admitted to it, but then you go, but I don't want to talk about it.
I got you.
He was uncomfortable lying. It wasn't easy for him to just lie.
But see, no one knows where I'm coming from.
Yeah, no, but I'm cool with that. I don't give a shit. I get where you're coming from.
I feel like I upset you.
No, you didn't upset me, dude. Come on, dude. You're fine. Yeah. Look, man, I'm not going to... That's personal shit. If you want to talk about it, don't talk about it. I get that.
Yeah, I should have said no, but I was just being honest. But I never had an escort.
Yeah, no, I've had them. I just thought that you might have them too. But I've had what you did.
I have wanted one. There were times in my life where I really fucking needed one.
What you've done, what you did, I've done too. I've gotten a massage. I mean, I've gotten a massage where I would keep going so many times to this lady, and she wouldn't. One time she took my hands and put it on my own dick. And was like, you do. And I was like, no. You do. And she was like, no, you
she
do.
She was Asian?
Yeah, of course.
She
and
Yoda?
It got to the point where I just went in and I go, listen, I want 2 hours just legs. And she was like, ugh. And she was like, just did it.
Yeah. Did that turn you on?
Hey, can I ask you a question?
That passive
escort, is that like a nice way of saying prostitute?
Yes. Yeah.
So why do they call it escort?
Because it's not
a nice way of saying prostitute.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they prostitutes.
Yeah.
Because I thought the escort was like, you know, a girl that escorts you to things, escorts you to dance, escorts you to the ball.
I think the reason is because when they would advertise, like in the back of the Village Voice or something, they couldn't advertise prostitute.
Can't say hooker.
So they would say escort because it's legal to pay somebody to escort you somewhere. So that's how it started.
I didn't know that.
Learn something new.
I just thought, you know, she's a date that you're paying for. So, you know, you can't get a girl to take you out, so you get a date to take you out.
That's adorable.
I think you can do that also.
Yeah, that's a regular.
I love that. That's like money ones. Like,
yeah. You can pay an escort to go to the Metropolitan Ball with you.
Yeah.
And then you fuck them for, you know.
You smash them.
Yeah.
Smash them.
It costs more, though.
To take them to the ball and then smash them.
To the ball and smash.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Probably costs the same.
You're paying for the company.
So how come women, the prostitutes in the street, can't just say I'm an escort when the cops come around?
Because we, if you're on the street hooking.
Yeah.
You got more problems.
Escorts come to you like your hotel and shit, and they pick you up.
And I think they solicit the sex first, and then they get them. I think if the woman was like, we'll go get hot dogs together, they wouldn't arrest them. It's once
well,
the
why
sex
do they even arrest
rigid.
Anyone for this stuff in this day and age? What a waste of time. It's stupid.
That's a waste, yeah.
What's all jerk off?
Yeah.
I mean, that's another reason to support Donald Trump, right? I'm sure
you
that
he will
not be wasting our time on
you think Donald Trump is for prostitution?
Of course. You think Donald Trump's never been with a hooker?
Do you think Donald Trump can win?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
It seems like
Donald Trump to me is like a weird combination of like top 1% abilities and bottom 1% abilities. Yeah. And the bottom one, like he's internalized none of the Godfather. Like it's business, not personal. Keep your friends. He cannot separate the personal from the business. Like he went after Megyn Kelly again today.
Again today.
Today?
Today, yeah.
He was on Stern and he had the opportunity to go after her and he didn't.
But then last night he was tweeting again. Yeah. Like and is nothing to be gained from it. And that's like there's a lot of things about Donald Trump I actually like, but that would be a terrible thing in a president.
And having Mexico pay for it?
I'm not against building a wall, no, but that's not.
You really think that's possible to build a wall?
Of course it's possible.
Who builds walls better than Donald Trump? Nobody.
Would they do it? I don't know.
And then have Mexico pay for you? Think
no, that I think is less likely. But unless there's some frozen Mexican funds, I don't understand what he's talking about.
And do you really think that'll keep the Mexicans away a wall?
I think that it would definitely help control the border, which I don't think means that you're anti-immigration.
I've seen a wall already.
If they were to really control the border and actually make a dent in getting illegal immigrants out, the people who would want them back the most are actually Republicans because they need the labor. Business owners need the labor. People, rich people who have nannies and stuff like that need the labor. So, but
we like big dicks and porn.
The idea of controlling the border is not offensive to me. You can't just have. It's ridiculous that somebody who says, "Listen, we just shouldn't have a free for all," is somehow anti-immigrant. It's not anti-immigrant to have a free for all.
We should build a wall around big dicks.
What about his idea of going to Iraq and bombing all the oil fields and taking it over?
Super friends.
I'm for it.
I like Bernie Sanders. What do you think about Bernie Sanders?
I like Bernie Sanders too, actually. But I don't think I wouldn't want him making rules that pertain to business and the economy.
Right.
I think it would shut things down.
What about a ticket of Sanders and Trump?
I don't see them Sanders forming that bond.
You don't know?
Trump's got to be president. He's not being vice president.
No, Trump.
How you know?
He's not going to take vice president. He's going to go president. That's it.
He doesn't even know who he'd have as vice president right now, though. Shouldn't you know that?
No, they don't do that until they announce.
Shouldn't he have an idea of who?
Rick Perry, because Perry hasn't come out and said shit about him.
I'll tell you this about Trump, though. I really can't support him. Like, I really don't. But when you fantasize about him being president, it's like I remember when I was a kid when we went to the moon and stuff like that. I would like to have a president who wants America to be like America and do big things.
You don't think a president should be more focused on what's going on domestically than internationally?
Both. I think that it draws a nation together, especially a nation of a lot of immigrants now. It's good to have. Listen, you don't think it's important? Wait till China lands a man on Mars and we all watch and say, shit. That used to be us. Now we're nothing.
Yeah, but China's second. But look how. But China's been focused domestically for the past 25 years and not being a global hegemon, a world police.
But does China
stretch us too thin?
Does China's R fuck blink like
that? Oh, suck a dick, Beijing. We got blinking R's.
What's an L for them?
I'm sure every component in this system was made in China, Robert.
Did you hear what he said?
No.
He goes, but it's an L for them.
Oh.
And they control all the cell phone technology. They have all the minerals needed.
Yeah. I think it's amazing that I really believe Trump is amazed, is like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening.
Well, he's changing politics.
I made this far? That he's like, he made this far?
I guess.
I think he was on Stern. I think it was this morning or yesterday, what it was. But he called in and he was like, you could hear in his tone, I can't believe it. But he gave him an opportunity to go after Kelly, and he was like, I don't want to do that.
Then he couldn't resist last night. And you know what's even funnier about the whole, more ironic about the whole Trump thing and how far he's come?
Yeah.
If he had left out like three sentences that he said, he'd be way even more popular now. Like if he had just said, we want to control the border and we have to get rid, we have to worry about a bad element coming from Mexico. If he didn't say they were all rapists or whatever, then a lot of people like me would be like, yeah, I can come with that. But don't you think he got
all those people who wanted to hear that?
Yeah, but no.
Isn't that those people who were like,
he said it,
He would have had them anyway just by talking tough about the issue. He did not need to say the extra, like, insulting things.
Yeah. These are bad people.
What about?
These aren't good people. They're rapists. They're drug dealers. That's where he lost everybody.
Do you think, politics aside, can Bernie Sanders overcome being elderly and Jewish and the first name Bernie and calling himself a socialist?
No. No, absolutely not.
But don't you think Barack Hussein Obama, we overcame that. People saying he's from Kenya. True. His name's Hussein.
And, and people are like, and he's black.
Yes, he's black. Well, he's halfsies.
I mean, talking about they overcame that. So how come they can't overcome Bernie?
Because Obama appeared to be first of all, Obama is a star. I mean, even if he were white.
That set at the 2004 DNC, fucking blew that shit off the roof.
I think being black helped him, not hurt him, especially in the Democratic primaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like The Rock, man. He has stage presence.
And you just love him.
You just want to watch him. You want to listen to him.
Absolutely.
He's got the thing Chappelle has, where you just want to listen to him talk.
Yeah, Clinton was like that, too.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton. I mean, it's like Trump. You just want to hear him fucking say something stupid.
Crazy.
Yeah.
His face and I just want to see his facial expressions.
Even the way he talks shit, where he's just like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm too used to doing really well. These people are all losers.
The Rosie O'Donnell quip is the funniest thing in the history of politics,
It's like he was an MC. Like, he's like an 80s MC at a club.
But it's like, it's when he's listening to somebody, his face, his reactions are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. The really best one was when, who did he say at the debate where Rand Paul said something, and he goes, actually, you're wrong. You're not having a good night. He just said that. And
I like
was
when
like,
he said that.
When
he called everybody out, giving them money.
He goes, I've donated to most of these people on this stage. And when they brought up the Hillary Clinton thing, he goes, I wanted her to be at my wedding. She came to my wedding. And everyone's like, oh, fuck, all right.
They paid her.
Yeah.
Gave her money, and she showed up.
Yeah.
It was like, No, the question was, have you taken money from people, I believe, right? Or have you given anybody money? He's like, yeah, I gave everybody here money. And then one of the guys went, you haven't given me money, but
Ben
I'll
Carlson.
Take it. Yeah.
Ben Carlson said that.
Yeah.
And the senator from Wisconsin.
You haven't given
Get off your phone and listen to the fucking show.
Yeah.
I don't
give a shit.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're not Googling anything.
I'm Googling what Donald Trump said to Ron Paul.
He wasn't Googling.
He was telling you how you ratted out. He threw you under the bus.
He was looking at porn.
Stupid.
Yeah, that kind of shit was like, oh, fuck, all right.
I mean, you can't vote for Trump. I mean, you just can't do it.
Yeah, but then you got a boring asshole
he's
like Jeb Bush.
He's winning the polls. He's slobbering them in the polls.
Long way to go.
I support Kasich. That's what I'm voting for.
I don't think Hillary is. Is Hillary going to make it through all this crazy shit?
I don't think so.
Not Benghazi and the emails. She's fucking
what's worse, Ghazi or the emails?
They're related.
No, the email. I think she probably broke the law.
Yeah, they're gonna fucking get her.
Biden's coming now.
So you think Biden's?
Biden's not gonna get it.
There's rumors that they're grabbing at everybody. There was a rumor that they were trying to see what if Gore could come back and run on that ticket. They have the Democratic Party has fucking nobody. They have nobody.
Or Kerry. They're looking for a plan.
They're
going
to lose.
They can't take Kerry. Kerry looks
stinks.
Terrible.
Not only that, but
visually, I don't want to look at him.
Listen, you're gonna end up with something boring like Jeb Bush.
Can you imagine a Biden Trump debate?
Oh,
it'd be the greatest night ever. But,
could you imagine? Could you imagine Biden
and Douglas? What about Colin Powell?
He's a Republican.
Oh, sorry.
Colin Powell?
Colin Powell said he'll be Democratic or Republican.
He voted for Obama.
If Biden and Trump are on a debate, it would be millions.
There is a candidate. There is a candidate for
Biden and who?
Biden and Trump debate Bloomberg. Would be unfuckable.
I would love Bloomberg.
I think Bloomberg would come in and win.
Come in as a billionaire?
I actually think he could win.
I think he would walk right into it.
Me too.
He's independent.
He won as a Republican, then he became an independent. But he's extremely moderate on social issues. Yeah. Everybody knows he's competent.
And you know what he would do? He could pull the moderate Republican vote to go to that side because he is a businessman.
He won three terms in liberal New York City. Nobody's
going to
call him.
This city's going to shit.
And he's a billionaire. He knows how to make money like Trump.
He's got Batman money.
He's got that.
He's got more money than Trump, right?
And he's always the smartest guy in the room. I don't know why he's not being talked about around the
radar. Maybe he doesn't want to.
How could you not want to be president?
Well,
weighs a lot of work.
Maybe that's the reason I would vote for him more, that he doesn't want to be
when you have $12 billion, you don't want to do anything in your life.
That's not true.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it if you don't want to do it.
I want to hear Scopo's opinion. Go ahead, Scopo.
Like, if you have so much money, why do I don't have to be president? I did 4 or 3 years in the city. I'm good.
Yeah,
I made a mistake. I didn't want to hear that.
No, because Bloomberg is a civic-minded guy who's always trying to do good. He gives a lot of money to charity. Being president, he may just be kind of old. He's 70-something. But being president, for anybody, that's the accomplishment of a lifetime. You know, you were president of the United States. How could you resist that? Will wanted to become prime minister of Haiti at one time.
Did you really?
It's a lot of stress.
How do you do that?
Bars? That was Wycliffe.
Oh, sorry.
hey, you really think it's over for Hillary?
No,
but I don't think she's going to win.
The Benghazi and the email. You really
not
think,
Benghazi. Benghazi is irrelevant. It's the emails.
That you really think the emails is a big deal?
I think in the news cycle we live in now, absolutely.
Well, she digitally wiped a server and then pretended she didn't even know it wiping.
Oh, that was the worst. When she goes, "What do I wipe it down with a claw?"
Yeah, she's lying through her teeth.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself, okay, why is somebody lying through their teeth? And the obvious answer is because she's dirty and she can't tell the truth.
Yeah.
The truth comes out. I imagine it has to be bad enough that she felt she couldn't tell the truth now. So that's why I think they need a plan B. Now, she may keep it under wraps, but something is bad.
Seems like both parties are in complete disarray. Yep. There's no...
No, the Republicans are not in such disarray. I
mean, but who's...
Yes,
but
they are.
It's Trump a clown is car
situation. There's no clear guy.
Yeah, but okay, it's a year and a half away or something. I mean,
Ben Carlson could have came out and fucking won this shit if he didn't go on that
interview.
Ben Carson. If he didn't come out and say that you can catch gay in prison.
Well, here's the thing with that guy. He's charismatic.
Fucking
he's funny. And he's he's really intelligent.
Ben Carson?
And he's
a neurosurgeon.
He's a doctor.
Saying that you can catch gay in prison is intelligent?
That was the dumbest shit.
Dude, he's highly intelligent. I mean, but when he said in the debate, he goes, I believe I'm the only one who's separated twins and done brain surgery, which is kind of funny and kind of like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm smarter than
also, he talked third person, like Ricky Henderson during the debate.
Yes.
He goes, Carson doesn't take those kind of things. So I was like, oh, all right. Oh, excuse me, Ben.
I don't mind him. I like him.
No, you need somebody as president who has some experience running things.
Like Bloomberg.
A lot of the trouble that Obama got into was clearly a lack of experience, like the healthcare rollout.
Yeah.
I wouldn't roll out a new Comedy Cellar website for reservations without being sure that you could make a reservation.
Is there one coming?
Is that coming?
Actually, yeah.
I got to update my bio.
We already did it. I'm just saying the idea of having a new website, the biggest thing in history, and no one's checked to see if they can actually sign up.
Right.
Only someone with inexperience. It's not stupidity. That's inexperience.
Well, what Haitian snack are you on?
I had these protein bars, and it melted in my pocket.
Can you make less noise with your...
You can hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it. You can hear it too,
Will,
dummy.
Will would be the greatest political pundit on like a news show. Like, Will Smith, he's like, I have a snack.
He's eating goat jerky. Yeah,
like, but why are you all talking about that?
Goat jerky?
I said goat jerky, yeah. Yeah, it's a Haitian joke.
Yeah, I know.
We're not allowed to eat in the studio.
Well, you're not.
Unless the owner is here.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you're not even supposed to eat in here.
It's Robert. Protein. Roaches don't like this.
Buddy.
Do you remember what
you... Listen. You can't... Listen. Not only can you not eat here, the fucking guy who told me never to have anybody eat in this place is sitting right there.
I'm putting it away in my mouth.
No, dude. I'm not even fucking around. Put the shit away, you dummy.
I've been eating in the bathroom on my knees over the toilet for months.
You're not supposed to eat in the bathroom like fucking it's Catholic Church, okay?
Do you remember what you texted me on my birthday, Robert?
Happy birthday. Love you, buddy.
What else?
You have a big cock.
No. You said something about the other comedians?
What?
You said, I'm sure none of the other comedians have even bothered to...
Yeah, that was a joke, though.
Yeah, but Will always texts me on my birthday.
That's because he has a birthday app.
I do not have a birthday app.
It's called Keep Friends with Whitey app. He's got it.
And he actually says, like, really nice things.
Like what?
I don't want to say, but Will is a special guy.
So can he eat in here?
Yes, that's my point.
Okay, so Will can eat.
I put it away.
What about Dan?
Yeah.
What about Joe?
I'm not familiar with your birthday, but the herpes thing. If you didn't bring up the herpes, I'd be eating a sandwich right now.
I didn't want to say it. But
Jesus.
Buddy.
I'll be getting delivery right now.
Do you understand what power you just gave Will?
I understand.
I
will respect it.
Now, anytime he's on the show,
that's a damn lie.
Whatever other guests I have, I got to roam him through here. He can eat.
I never said people couldn't eat here, but somebody's got to make sure it's clean. That's all.
So we can eat here?
Of course.
Just give me more work.
Wait a minute. We can eat in here again.
Yeah.
But it has to be cleaned.
Yes.
Okay.
Got to clean up
that
piss.
I apologize. I put it away.
Which never has happened in the history of the world when anybody told anybody they could eat somewhere. It's the problem. You know?
Well, we clean a lot. I mean, right? These two fucking guys make sure everything's spick and span when we leave here.
Now, why about the crumbs on your chest?
What?
And enough with the slurs.
There's no crumbs on my chest. I haven't had a carb or a sugar since last Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
A week.
That's why you're cranky.
I want to throw a fucking coaster ready.
But you can have hot sauce and ranch. You know that?
Yeah, I do know that. Why, are you doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Let's go get wings after this. Downstairs.
We can get wings. I can eat wings.
Wings, absolutely.
The celery has the best wings.
You can't have chips.
I can't have the chips. I'll have the celery.
Chips. I can have chips. Celery.
I'm curious. Why the Cellar and the Village Underground don't have the same food?
Well, they have the same wings.
They have
I think they have better food over there. They make their own chips over there.
They have calamari over there.
Oh my god!
I love calamari.
You want me to get some? I'll bring some to the Olive Tree just for you. We'll keep you there.
But the chips? You should have the calamari. Why don't you have the chips? Why?
Because Will doesn't ask for the chips.
Can I just tell you, my favorite thing in the world is the harvest salad from downstairs.
Oh man, the country harvest salad
is really good.
Right there. I'm going to get it to go
this. Can you give one for me, too? Because I love it, too.
I'll buy everybody a harvest salad.
High five.
I'm about to do a big renovation of the Olive Tree and change the whole menu.
Are you kidding me?
Of the Olive Tree kitchen, not the Olive Tree.
All right, listen.
You're keep the same food, right?
Some of it.
One thing can I add?
You keep the harvest salad?
Can I add one thing?
Yeah, what?
You make breakfast
with scotch bonnet peppers?
That's a good idea, Will.
Your brunch is delicious, dude.
Oh, you got to keep the salmon Benedict.
Here's the deal. Salmon Benedict.
We have salmon Benedict?
Yes!
Yes, dude.
Are you crazy?
It ends at 2 p.m.
I'll keep it then. I didn't
All right, here's the deal. We're going to take a break real quick.
So hungry.
Our first break to take some peas. I got to do a read, so we'll be back in around 5 to 10 minutes, okay? So everybody in the chat, hang in there. Deepu's taking chat notices. We're going to get to the chat room right when we get back. We've had some malfunctions with the... computer here. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but we still got everything live on the video, which is great. Liz says no eating in the studio.
I guess there's no eating in the studio.
Sorry, Liz.
No, Liz said there's no eating in the studio. No eating in the studio. I don't want eating in the studio. I don't want to deal with that. Anyways, we'll be back in 10 minutes. You guys stay right there. There you go. That's it. All right, there's only a few more preseason games to go before the regular season kicks in, and you could start the season off by winning $2 million. In week one at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site, it's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. I bet you know, I'm not going to be betting on the Patriots this year because of what they did to my poor Tom Brady. I'm going to have to find another team. Maybe the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe I'll go with Keith Robinson. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second place. 1 week fantasy football, what does that mean? No season-long commitment. It's fantasy football on demand, the way everybody likes stuff now. Nobody watches TV the night the show's on. It's always a few days later. You binge watch. You watch it when you want. You do when you want. You play when you want. All right? Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. Every game feels like the playoffs, even in week one. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch, that could take you closer to $2 million. That's $2 million. They keep raising the money here at DraftKings, which is amazing too. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Okay? Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Use promo code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to play for free for a shot at $2 million in the week's $1 millionaire maker. Enter Kelly for free. Enter it now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. All right, we're back. What's up, guys? We had some failures in the audio, which, look, man, we got a whole brand new system in here. We got a brand new 16-channel mixer. It's no joke. We spared no expense. Everything's new. We moved up from GarageBand to
Logic Pro,
which is a pro, you know, and it's
some pretty serious stuff.
It's some pretty serious stuff, and the board, there's some stuff happening here.
Yeah, it's working out great so far.
We're fixing it. Well, we have a lot. That camera, we fixed the wobbly camera.
Yep. I'm back.
We're back. Much better now. It's still a little wobbly. I'm sure people got seasick.
It's not wobbling. I'm putting my elbow here. It's not wobbling.
We're back in Will Sovince, The Truth, Joe List, Monster Voice, a.k.a. The Negotiator, a.k.a. Dan Soda. We got the owner of All, Gnome. And we have Brian Scalaro, famous for a long time.
Yeah.
Dan Soda.
Hi.
We got Deepu to my left.
Did you just call Scopo me?
Yep.
He did.
I mean, Scopo.
I'm fucking going to walk.
Dude, I don't know.
You were distracted by calling me famous.
Maybe it was, I have no idea, dude. I'm a little flustered today, I'll be honest. Because unlike you guys,
right in the mic.
Can you not cough in
the
mic?
Awful.
Oh, I thought I had a mic, but I thought this new studio had cough protecting. Coping cough protector.
Whooping cough protector.
Why does Will always talk like he's being woken up out of a nap?
Cough protector. I stop.
I want an eject seat. That's what I want.
Trap door.
Yeah, like one of those fucking control. Shanghai trap doors they had back in the day. Just have you slide down to a bale of hay.
Imagine, Kelly's down there waiting to eat them.
Imagine your eject seat. Have mad springs on it.
Yeah. Well, nothing. There's one thing that hasn't changed. People bombing on this show. Thank God for that bandana. Oh, handkerchief. thank you, Brian.
Blankets? I'm right in the path of the AC. It's freezing.
You know what?
Over
you
here.
Fucking always bitch about
switch?
It.
Get the iron up.
Very chilly.
Get the
iron.
Switch? Take some iron. Take some iron vitamins.
Buddy,
iron vitamins.
It's not that.
I like the seat. I'm all right.
Then no. You're not gonna complain, and then he's gonna give you what you want, and then you fucking.
It's gonna be windy.
Doesn't matter. Oh, there you go, Joe. You got it. Jesus, I mean, it's just terrible. Oh, do you like God. The coasters I got?
Your head is enormous.
No, bro.
He's the truth. He's the truth.
He is
so much knowledge in there.
That is crazy.
So much knowledge.
Also, I believe my mother drank while I was in the womb. But
this is it always happened. Even when we moved up here, it was we had a lot of. Remember the problems we used to have? Remember we used to do shows at my house when I got the Zoom.
I used to love smoking cigarettes in your kitchen.
We used to at my kitchen over on 420. We used to do the show originally at my kitchen table. Me, Dan, and Joe, and then it became me, Dan, and Kelly.
Joe, who?
DeRosa.
I was on the show before Kelly.
You were on and off.
Yeah, you got
and
great then, ass heat, by the way.
And then we used Thanks. To smoke cigarettes.
Yep.
But man, what a show that was.
That was fun.
You can't smoke up here either, though.
Yeah, I really want a cigarette.
Really? You can't smoke up here. No smoking.
I know that.
Yeah. There's no eating anymore either. Nick said that. But yeah, that was fun, man. But remember, we'd do a whole hour, and then I'd look down at the board, and I'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And it'd just be gone.
Yeah. That happened a couple times.
It happened a couple, but I always found it somewhere.
Yeah.
I would find some version of it. But we have the whole show has been recorded. We always have, we have three things that we do, I believe. We have a nice cast. We have the video. Did you not do the nice cast?
We haven't done nice cast in months.
Oh, really? All right, yeah. Whatever. We have two backups, so we're good. We were talking about before. We were talking about porn, and then somehow got on fucking
Trump,
a political.
What happened
discussion.
Is you started working on whatever you were working on, so you were gone.
Yeah.
So we started talking politics,
and then I left because they were talking politics.
Really, you don't like politics?
Politics and sports bore me, and besides, my meter ran out. That was the truth.
I actually like politics. Yeah. I you know what's really I've really learned to be. I love listening to politics and history. I was talking to my uncle, who's a history buff, about the World War I and how fucking crazy that war was.
The flu.
How late we came into the war, and what that how you know the Germans you know how that started and then it when it he about World War.
Are you talking about how World War I started in general, or how we our involvement?
All of it.
We our involvement. By the Black Paw.
What's that?
We our involvement. Oh, I was just saying a historically accurate fact, but did I stumble on it? Guy who never says words right.
But we learned our lesson.
Right?
World War II, we came in right on time.
Wow. No, we didn't. We came in late there.
We came late,
way late. And the fact is World War II is that I mean happened because of how insulted Germany was, how they were treated after World War I. Is that correct, Noam?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, which
Wait,
is
what happened?
I would say insulted, but the
they didn't like the sanctions they had on them. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were fiscally devastated.
Yeah, fiscally. Say that.
Fiscally.
Wow.
Hey.
Jesus Christ.
Fiscally devastated.
That's my favorite kind of porn.
So let's go to the chat room. Deepu, what do you got for the chat?
Best in Tacoma says, it seems like an exciting president is all that matters these days.
Yeah. Well, I think that does matter, but I also think that... somebody that can actually fix some things, especially financially.
Obama fixed
I'm worried about, look at man, I'm worried about, you know, money. I'm worried about my kids' health care. I mean, now that I'm at this age, I'm worried about my future, too, as an old person.
Are you worried about climate change? Are you worried about the fact that the ocean is becoming acidic?
No.
Phalange's dying?
No.
You're not worried about that at all?
No, because I'm going to be dead by the time that happens.
The food chain's completely being altered.
What about your son?
He's concerned about the food chain. But Max is going to be alive. Max is going to be alive.
What do you mean? There's going to be pterodactyls or something?
Yeah, they're just, you know.
No, I think Max will be alive, but I'm teaching Max to live in the woods
of
Canada.
Hold on, Are we worse?
He's taking your kids with him, though.
Are we worse now or better when Bush was around?
Watch Duke Ferdinand.
All right, let's go to the chat room one more time.
I think we're better off.
Thank you.
Jules Frederick says, "You know what, C-SPAN?"
That's funny.
That was pretty funny.
Laughing Bear says, "Crossfire, dude."
That's funny.
That was pretty funny. Keep going.
Tapska33 says, "Looks like Bobby is a blackjack dealer with this new setup."
That's the best.
Literally the funniest thing said about this table.
We gotta wonder.
We could play poker here.
You could.
Can we start a poker night?
I said we could play poker here. At fucking 10 minutes into the show.
How can you have poker without eating?
I got a bomb Danner for saying he looked like he was involved in a shitty game of poker.
Yeah, but it was wordy.
You're right.
Yeah, and I have way more charisma than you do.
And which show did you say it in? The first false start? The second false start?
Oh, the false start. We should do a poker game.
But you got to eat at a poker game.
True.
Can we eat up here?
I said you can, but Liz, you know.
It's your apartment, right, Noam?
Yeah, but Liz is, you know.
Liz is the boss. Okay. Liz is the boss. What
Dude,
else? Well,
you sounded 11 when you said that. It's not like you were wearing a propeller hat.
Can we go see the Easter Bunny?
That's how I try to not seem like a cunt. I have to sound like a child.
You know what? I'm glad you're working on that.
I'm trying, man.
All right, good. What do you got?
Laughing Bear says, "The studio setup makes it look like the guys are a litter of puppies Bobby just had."
That's funny, too.
Yeah. A litter? Is that a term?
A litter of puppies?
That's when you throw puppies out the window.
I mean, we've been fucking 7-for-7. Everybody's funny.
These are like the teats, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Norman Liz is like when Steve Jobs got fired from Apple, even though Steve Jobs owned Apple, but they, you know, but Liz actually is the committee. She runs out.
Why does it hurt sometimes listening to Will?
It's because Liz has to worry about it.
Yes.
That's my point.
She's got enough to worry about.
Yeah, you Steve Jobs, and she's the committee.
You not call him Steven?
Yeah, also, he didn't own Apple.
Yeah, he was just a
part
of it.
Yeah, but this is his Apple.
What?
No, this is his building.
You're the worm.
Steve Jobs owns
it. You guys want to shoot everything Will says down by reflexively.
Oh, just because he sent you a happy birthday with a smiley face, you motherfucker.
He was right. He's a good analogy.
He's right, but
Steve Jobs didn't own Apple.
That's not the point.
He started Apple.
He didn't start Apple.
He started Apple.
He started Apple. Of course he started Apple.
He started Apple. You
don't know nothing, man.
I know something, but I know he didn't own it.
He started Apple.
He started Apple, and then
he started, but he didn't, but he sold Apple. Went to Pixar
when it went
back.
Public. No, he owned the biggest share.
Yeah. Got fired.
So that's Noam. He's about to lose most of his shares to Liz.
All right. You know what? Will's right.
First time. I wish we had a bell.
I'm gonna walk into the ocean. I'm gonna give a Viking death.
Anyways, back to that. I really enjoy politic talk now because it's affecting me. It never affected me in my 20s and 30s. I didn't give a shit, but now I'm worried about Social Security. I'm worried about my kids'
The sad
health.
Thing is,
my kid has better health plan than me, and I go through SAG.
The sad thing is,
SAG is
when we were young,
Screen Actors Guild.
I know what it is. The sad thing is when we were young,
your tits are doing.
None of us cared about politics when we were young, but then politics affected us when we were young. And it's sad that we only care about politics when we got old. But in reality is we should care about politics from day one.
You should, but it's hard to get a kid into politics.
Well, that's
it's
not
hard.
True because Obama, that's who ran Obama's campaign. That's who Obama got most people to support him was the kids.
This is the least fun I think I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, yeah. This is your...
I'll tell you this, though, Robert, agree that once you have kids... so many things that you used to roll your eyes at or think like people were just being uptight. When you have kids, you see a lot of things differently in the world, even like permissiveness on TV and all that kind of. I thought I wouldn't
That's
care
true.
What my kids watch
oh,
on
yeah.
TV.
Yeah,
I'm outraged by what's on TV.
Thrones.
I'm worried
Tons
about
of penises.
Like, my kid is watching some Taylor Swift video and there's like little S&M overtones. I'm like, can't they put something on that, you know?
It's real. Your life changes dramatically. Your opinions change. Your thoughts change. Your empathy for humans change once you have a child because all of a sudden I look at other people's kids who you I'm on the here's a perfect example. I'm on the plane, first class,
Doing it. Big star.
I changed my seat.
Congratulations, man.
The last second, because it was a first class seat with nobody next to it. And I had the bulkhead first. So I was like, fuck it. Let me get this seat. Nobody will probably blah, blah, blah. So I'm sitting there. All of a sudden, this big woman, Viking type of woman.
Bigger than you.
Yes, bigger than me. Taller, and but as big as me, right? With a fucking... It looks like a maybe a 2.5-year-old kid. You know, because we... you know what a 2-year-old looks like. He's bigger than my kid. And she sits right next to me with this. He's fighting. He's flipping out. He's you know, being a scutch. And I know he's... But I'm sitting there, and I start smiling. A couple years ago, I'd be like, fuck me.
Yeah, I agree.
God damn it. I was laughing my ass off. She's like, she's looking at me like, are you crazy? He spilt the wine. I go, he's tired. I know he's tired. He's going to go out in a couple minutes.
Especially if he's drinking wine.
But I helped this woman. She goes, can I go to the bathroom? I go, yeah, I got him. I watched him while she went to the bathroom. Now, I didn't know she was an alcoholic. She was going to the bathroom to actually do shots.
She told
and
you
by
that?
The end of the flight, she asked me for my number. But listen, here's the thing. Mm. Yeah, it was weird. But it was I
pigs in the blanket.
I had
escort.
I had no problem, and I was laughing. Everybody else was pissed in first class. I was helping her out. I get it. I get what she's going through.
Then people hated you. They're like, yeah, this fucking asshole is assisting her.
They really did. This kid was. But
well,
then he went
you
out.
Pay $1,000 for a fucking ticket, and there's a kid screaming there. I'd be pissed too, man.
I didn't understand why she like. If it was me, I would have went in the coach and just bought him a seat.
So your point is, if you didn't have kids, before you had kids, like you and Noam, you guys wouldn't tolerate this.
It's like that Will Smith song. He wants to get the baby in the back seat. He wants everybody to drive slow now. Nobody ever heard that song?
No,
just
but
the two of us?
I don't know. What I get annoyed at is that when I'm on a plane sitting by myself flying to Kansas City to do some show, and there's a couple in front of me making out for a long period of time, and I'm fat, and I'm single, I'm on an airplane, I don't really want to watch that. And then they have a kid who's like now playing with me and annoying me. So now not only am I being annoyed by the love, but I'm being annoyed by the product of their love.
Are you serious?
That annoys me. Yeah, yeah.
I think you're too self-conscious about being like a husky. I don't think girls care.
No, I was just making a joke.
No, but you referred to it like 4 or 5 times already. Like, you know, I have to find a girl that likes fat guys, that kind of thing.
That's true. No,
I don't think girls care.
I'd rather not discuss it, but yeah, that's my was the joke I was making.
I think
I was just making a joke.
Take your time. No, I'm just laughing at him right now. Just fucking me. I think though, when somebody's in front of me with a kid back in the day, before I had a kid, I was pissed off. I was like, "Fuck me!" I got better headphones, so I didn't have to deal with screaming shitty kids on a plane. It's one of the most annoying things ever. But now that I have a kid, I hear a kid screaming, I start to smile. I'm like, I know what this person's going through.
Yeah. Only time I don't like kids on a plane is when they're sitting directly behind me. Because they kick the chair.
Seat. Doesn't bug me anymore.
That bugs me because you can't. It's like because it's unexpected. At least to me, in front of me.
The only thing that bugs me, it never used to bug me, but the only thing that ever bugs me about kids is when they're doing something that I know their parents could stop them, like kicking the seat. A parent can stop you. But crying, you know, you have to be sympathetic because they're kids. You know, what are you going to do?
I don't mind crying.
Well, if it's a kid on your lap kicking the seat, you really can't. I mean, you have to hold
their legs.
You have to hold his legs.
But that's what you should do.
But then they flip the fuck out.
But you should still hold their legs.
Then you hold them. Right. And you deal with it. It's your kid. It's your seat.
You're
raising
them.
Look at you two just shut. Look at these three just shut. He's out of the mic. You're staring at me like, what the fuck?
I'm listening.
And Dan's face, I've never seen so stoic in my life. Dan.
I think Dan, though, is the most likely to want to have kids someday. Dan,
oh, I want kids.
Dan
would
be a
kids.
Good dad.
I think Joe is going to have a bushel of kids.
I'm not going to have
bushel?
Any kids.
Bushel?
I don't want kids. And you shouldn't have kids with that head. You got that C-section all the way. You will fucking desecrate your love.
Everybody knows head size comes from the mom's side.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I hope that's so.
It's a hairline.
Baldness comes from
I know. What, there was just
from
a... Mother-
big head. Happened again, Robert.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Your mother got a big head?
I don't know what
your mother got a huge head?
There was just a new article out on Vice about how having children desecrates your happiness and your quality of life.
I don't believe that at all.
I didn't see that. I didn't do the study, but Vice reported
that. Yeah.
And the New York Times did a study as well.
Well, it must be because a lot of people are having children that didn't want to have children, you know, by accident, or, you know, single moms who are under a lot of stress. But a family that's happy and wants children, I think, is.
Well, no, wasn't it married people? Married people with no kids are happier than married people.
Hold on,
with
who's
kids.
That talking?
I don't know. I didn't.
That's Chris Scopo.
Yeah. I didn't read the article. Yeah, I just saw it. My girlfriend read it. Cool.
I put Chris as far away from you guys as possible.
Yeah. It said married people.
I feel like
married people.
Him.
Yeah, who have kids, don't have kids, are more happier than people who have kids.
Maybe their relationship is happier. That's possible.
I think having a kid makes you a happier human being.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You. Don't ask.
Can I say this?
I don't know what's going on.
Can I say this?
No.
Can I say this?
Yes. No. Hurry up. What's going on? Somebody.
Nobody touched the table.
Nobody.
Are you moving the wire in some way, Robert?
I'm not touching anything, but something.
Maybe with your feet.
Is somebody touching something?
Nope.
This is the worst.
I think someone hacked into your account.
This is why I don't want the wires all over the fucking place.
Someone hacked into your account.
Are you good, Deepu?
Yeah, we're still going.
Okay.
I think having a kid only matters if you have it with someone you really care about, because there are tons of people who have kids and they hate the girl or they hate the guy, and then they don't get, and the kid becomes a awful person.
I think that if you're financially,
no, he's right.
I know he's right.
If you have a kid with someone you care about, you want her to get rid of it. Then you want to get rid of her, and then you have no feelings for this kid. But it only matters when you care about the girl, and then you have a kid, you have a different feeling.
What the
about
fuck
the
kind
girl.
Of show is this, man? Last time I was here was so much fun.
Yeah, it's the desk.
It's the desk.
I think it's the desk. No,
I can't even tell fat jokes.
You can tell fat jokes. You just can't tell them to skinny guys who don't get fat jokes. He's never been skinny in his life.
He's never been fat in his life.
He's been his whole life. He could eat as much as he wants. He'd still just get a little pot belly.
The thing about Noam, he's been skinny, but then his restaurant is the best comedy club food ever.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, I don't know.
That's not saying much, but yeah.
No, but you figured like
the stand has good food.
Yeah, but it's not
the fucking
hours.
Cheesesteak fucking empanadas.
Hamburger empanadas. But I love the wings here, well, the harvest salad.
Yeah.
I mean, the grape leaves. Love grape leaves.
Come on, son.
Don't forget the free Wi-Fi. And wait, and you could be here till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
you
can,
because you're fucking homeless. But I have a house I want to get to.
Yeah, now you do. But when you was a fat single fuck, you was hanging out here with us.
Actually, you don't need
what.
There's
the
plenty
fuck,
of girls,
yo?
Who don't care about girth.
If Chappelle's here, you can stay till 6 or 7 in the morning.
That's right.
I'm gonna jump on him.
You see how he fucking tagged
you?
You let
Will. Fuck it. Nobody. Doesn't matter.
Listen, man. Of course, this place has the greatest food. I'm excited that they're gonna change it up a little bit, though.
When is that coming?
Why don't you have the chips here, the homemade chips?
You should do a burger bar.
So good.
I have to ask Liz, because we introduced that in the underground first, and then we never thought to bring it over here. We the fryers in the Olive Tree Kitchen are very busy.
Here's what you do. Can I give you a suggestion?
Sure.
You make the homemade chips here at the Olive Tree. And you just like bread at another restaurant, you give a little tiny portion on every table for nothing. And you get them to have, just give them a little snack while they're waiting. They get their drinks, the food, like a bread. And I don't even know what's going on.
It's got to be that wire, Bobby.
I don't know what it is. Then be like, can we have more of these? Yeah, you can buy them for $6.
That's a good point.
That's a good idea.
That's crack. That's how crack dealers do.
What do you think about that?
We're making so much money now, it's hard to get motivated about the chips.
No, it's not about
<I'm kidding. laughs>
But no, it's not,
no,
about
not
the
kidding.
Money.
You said the pool. We know you're not kidding.
It's a big I got the pool money came from the selling of the wah. It's a big undertaking to put in a new item.
I love that he just told us the truth. I'm joking, and he just said I sold the wah. The wah was only $70,000. Now listen, I'm sorry.
So are you going to buy the Y back with all the success?
Because you're going to buy the Y back?
Because there's a lot of success. The Comedy Cellar, Village Underground, a lot of success.
I don't want any.
Imagine making
new.
That place a Comedy Cellar. What would you like? Do you like the Village Underground better for the Comedy Cellar, or would the actual Y be an amazing Comedy Cellar?
Wow, that's a good question.
The Y is not as good a shape as the Underground,
right?
But the Y is a little ceilings are really low in the Y, so. The Walk could be pretty intense too. They both be pretty good.
Really? I performed there though. They do comedy on Saturday.
We always did. That's how you came into the Comedy Cellar. I hired you to be the MC on that the Tuesday night. Remember?
Dude, that was a great night too. That was a great music and comedy night.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how Will got into the Cellar. He's one of the only people who made an end around Esty and run around Esty.
You really? Esty didn't let you in?
No.
Really?
I brought Will in.
No.
Really? Ha! that's not really getting into the Cellar though. I mean.
Yeah, but that's how it. That's
you gotta kind of go through Esty if you really want to get into the Cellar.
You have to rub the right way. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, if you want to do it the right way. I mean, if you want to use the, you know, whatever side.
I did the Dane Cook way. The fans got in touch with him.
That's true.
What are you calling Esty the industry?
You call the.
All right. Well, it's actually recording again. How's that fucking grab you?
Yeah. We're back online.
Yeah, we're back online, except Bobby's mic. This has been a very hard episode for me.
So we did it, though.
I was going to say, when is the new food coming in?
So it means, is this really interesting? I'll tell him if
I think it's interesting.
Me.
I think it's okay, interesting so to
the,
me.
The back,
from a dietary
the back,
standpoint.
The back wall of the Olive Tree where the bar goes in an L.
Yeah.
I'm never doing it again.
That's very unused space. I'm going to move the back wall up to the front of where that back of the bar is. So that will give the kitchen enough room to have a second aisle, and the end of the comedian table then be flush with the back wall of the restaurant. It won't be an L-shaped bar anymore. And then because the kitchen is very, very small, then we'll have a real restaurant sized kitchen.
So the bar is going to be smaller.
The bar, or I may extend the bar further, you know, east, but yeah, the bar might end up being smaller. But it doesn't matter. We don't do any real bar business.
So what are you gonna get away from the Middle Eastern food? Are you gonna keep that?
Yes. Yeah, I want to have a menu more like Blue Ribbon has. You know,
get
like,
the fuck.
That's what I want. Yeah.
So you're gonna have like an amazing restaurant,
Blue Ribbon type
above
food?
The comedy.
That's what I want.
Really?
Yeah. We'll still keep whatever Middle Eastern items are you know you guys want.
Wow. Will you bring the shawarma back?
No.
Can you keep grape leaves?
Yeah.
What's some items from like Blue
Ribbon?
Why
does he get grape leaves? Because
they're delicious, Bobby.
Shawarma's, you don't like shawarma?
I love shawarma.
So fuck you.
Do you guys still put the bananas in the shakes? You can used to be able to make chocolate banana shakes. I haven't seen bananas in there in a while.
Yeah, you can have that.
Oh, that sounds
good. Wait,
why does he get banana shakes? He gets fucking grape leaves. I can't get shawarma.
Because shawarma, you need a whole special thing to cook it.
They got a whole two tables now. They got rid of that.
Bananas are, you know.
All right.
Hey, what kind of food from Blue Ribbon will be there?
Like, I would love to have, like, really good steaks and fried chicken and some pasta thing and trout salad.
I can catch
salad.
That trout for you.
That's when you eat some of these.
I don't know if you've seen my pictures from this weekend.
No.
I can catch that trout for you.
We know you didn't catch it.
I caught fucking 2 18-inch rainbow trout this weekend.
Is that big for a trout?
Rainbow trout, 18 inches?
I have no idea.
Dude, that's huge. Look at that.
It's one and a half
beautiful
Will
fitches.
Dick.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
At the
Can you
Provo.
Pass it around?
Pass around. Take the phone. River.
Do you have a way to put that on the video? Like by plugging your phone in? There should be a way to do that.
Yeah, we're not going to do that today. I can't even keep the fucking thing going on the computer, so I'm not going to. We have this computer over
crazy.
Here. That's a computer good. Now.
You look so crazy good. In this picture.
Oh, that one is when the. Yeah, that, I love it.
You look like an old man in that picture.
I went fishing on that river. It was unbelievable. And the whole thing was that they.
This is like The Godfather 2.
They. with the gold phone?
Let everybody see it.
The. Swipe it to the left. The.
Trout salad.
They claim that that's where Brad Pitt and they filmed The River Runs Through. And then I was talking to the guy. He goes, no, they filmed that in Montana. They didn't film any of it there.
You're going through his pictures. You're not going
Yeah, come
his...
on. Let me see that. Don't go through my pictures, you fuck.
Why do you have a picture of my dick in here?
You fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, why do you have the Will Smith?
Well, you got these socks. Do you catch these socks, too?
He's got pictures of socks.
You ever get your finger broken?
Aw.
Go through my pitch. Because I got naked photos of here of my penis. And I don't want you to see that.
Do you really?
No. I take a picture. I can't even see my dick. I have to have a mirror and a friend to help me take pictures
phone.
Of my cock.
Hold the phone.
A mirror and a friend. What does the friend do? Hold the mirror or lift the stomach? Actually, I was wondering what you picture the friend doing.
That was good.
Good question.
That was a good question.
That's so weird.
I just put a purse on you, like.
he had a couple. Of, okay. this podcast
that
is
movie with the girl from the Cosby
thinner. Oh no.
The serpent of the rainbow?
Yeah.
He said, hold the stomach up. I just pictured Joe List holding his stomach up.
I haven't been lifting weights.
All right, let's go to the chat room real quick.
Oh. There's been a bunch of jokes about how brightly lit Scopo is.
Yeah, what?
But he's not saying nothing.
I'm blocking him.
He's not mic'd, so we figured we'd light him.
He's mic'd.
He's in a really bad area for comedy.
He's mic'd.
He's like in the back seat. Like you're in the back seat, two guys in the front seat. You're not part of that conversation if you're in the back seat.
What's the jokes?
Jules Frederick says
what's the jokes?
Scopo looks like he's going to sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's not bad. Yeah.
He looks like he needs a new kidney.
That's true. That's good. They'd be really good today.
And the knife song says, beam Scopo up.
All right.
That was all right. You know, can I say something really on the last one? I've on Netflix, they have Star Trek.
Yeah.
And I wound up watching the movies, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then I went back and actually watched there's only 3 seasons of Star Trek. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
There's only 3 seasons of this show that has fucking, decade after decade, just fans. I'm like, I got to watch this fucking thing. Why is it 3 seasons and it's still around? It was, first of all, Captain Kirk is not in the pilot episode.
Right.
He is like not the captain. It's just Spock. Nobody else. Then they add.
Wait, just Spock for like an hour?
No, Captain Pike.
Captain Pike and Spock. Okay. And then Captain Kirk rolls in this episode 2, but he's been there. They don't even acknowledge it. And he's kind of just busting balls on McCoy.
On McCoy.
No, McCoy wasn't in it yet.
Scotty.
Whoever the medical guy is.
Chuck.
Then Uhura.
Uhura.
She comes in to sing. You want to be?
Is that the black one?
Shivers?
That black girl,
black chick. You want to get douche shivers? You want to get fucking douche shivers? Watch the song that Uhura sings in episode 2 of Star Trek. It is the fucking worst, and the acting is. But it's such a really good show. I mean, they really do get you and keep you on the edge of your seat. Like, how are they going to solve this problem? But the acting. Everybody does that Kirk acting in this movie. It's almost like the editing wasn't as good as editing is now, where someone would say their line and the camera would just stay on them for like a 2 seconds more, where they're just looking at the other person.
Yeah.
I don't know how they shot it or what they did, but it's really uncomfortable. Oh, and then they keep adding the people that we know. I'm at episode 6. Where who's the Russian kid? What's his name?
Chekhov.
They haven't added Chekhov yet, but they added.
I think he comes season 2.
What's his name?
Sulu.
Sulu. Oh my God! When I found out he was gay on Stern Show, I was like, really? But then you watch
Muscular Tour.
Yeah, then you watch the first Star Trek. You're like, this guy's. I should have known this guy was gay.
George Takei.
Oh my God!
George Jefferson is gay.
Sherman Hemsley.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Sherman Hemsley is gay.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Google gay Sherman Hemsley.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't want to see that.
Straight Sherman Hemsley.
Like he doesn't want to see how big your dick is. I don't want to see that.
Apparently he's like a
George
queen.
Jefferson's gay. Yeah, not a queen, but he's. He's gay.
No, but I heard that he's like overtly,
are you kidding
flamboyant.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's Learned fucking new every crazy. Day.
Yeah.
Really?
And Dave Coulier also.
No.
Dave Coulier.
No, from...
Coulier.
He dated Alanis Morissette.
Well, yeah, but...
That's why he turned her down.
Who's Dave Coulier? Uncle Joey from
Dave,
Full House.
Dave,
are you kidding
Coulier.
Me?
I am kidding.
You fucking asshole, because they're coming out with Full House... They're coming back from a reunion.
I just watched it. Did you watch the
movie?
Lifetime movie?
No.
Oh,
I heard it sucks.
It's hilarious. It's great.
Like great it's, bad or great
yeah, great?
Great
horrific. I mean, it's a Lifetime movie about, and there's a guy playing John Stamos. He's wearing a wig. And the second guy is actually pretty good. And there's a guy playing.
Yeah,
Coulier.
The fans
it's
hate
classic.
The movie. The fans hate. They trashing it. They say it's the worst movie.
Yeah, I mean, it probably has like a $300 budget. It's hilarious. It's great. You should watch it.
They just got the whole cast back for the
reunion.
The reunion.
But I thought
show.
The Olsen twins didn't do it or something.
Oh, they're not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole cast except for the two biggest stars.
Well, were they the biggest stars of the show?
Yeah, they were blew it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they the ones that blew it up?
They blew it up.
Am I just going to keep asking you questions?
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
I like it.
All right, this has been an awkward show.
It's
awful. No, that's been awful. I think there was highlights. There was look there, for me to not be connected. I'm looking at this. It's failing. Usually when I can steer it and go, you guys, I appreciate it. Took over where I kind of was looking down and trying to figure this shit out. Whatever. That's why I had you guys on, because I knew if something went wrong, you guys could fucking handle it and keep going. I hope you like the new studio. I want you guys to. I really appreciate Noam and Tony. I want to get Tony and Liz up here and Tony's crew. I can't tell
Tony
you.
Tony is amazing. Trump is wrong.
I mean, the wrong is him saying that, first of all, Mexican people are the only people that helped me in my life in the last 2 years.
Well, you mean your wife hasn't done anything?
Didn't I build your studio for you?
Yes, but you use Mexicans.
Okay.
Okay?
They were, you understand? They were the vehicle for my generosity.
Mexicans. Mexicans help you too. Unbelievable.
The elves help Santa. You don't know Santa. The
that's are you want? Do you want that nickname, Santa, or owner of all?
I don't think Tony wants to be known as an elf. But
you want owner of all or Santa?
Whatever.
Well, Santa's not Jewish.
You know that?
But he's white.
Anyways, yeah, I really...
he's a Haitian.
It's an amazing studio, but we're still figuring out a lot of the stuff. The cameras, the audio, everything, so...
I got some ideas for the studio.
All right, good. I'm glad. Thank you for that. And we're going to try to... No, I really am.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to use any of them, but I'm glad that he was helping.
Will is good dismissive. At stuff like that.
Yeah,
Will
he's great. He is.
No, he really is.
I know he is. Let me tell you something. I knew that when he used to live with Patrice. And he was editing movies together off of weird, just
I did the first camera. I did the first Patrice O'Neill podcast in 2001. I have it too. Two episodes.
You should probably play it on Riotcast. People would like to hear that.
You want me to bring it in next time?
I would love it.
I'll bring in the Patrice, the first episode ever, 2002 or 2001.
Wow. I would love that. That'd be great.
That'd be great. I would like
bring
to
that in
too.
Next time you come on.
All right.
But I appreciate you guys coming in. So let's we're going to call this. Let's go around the room and you tell me what you got and give us your Twitter handle, anything you want to plug. Will, what do you got?
Will Silvince, WillSilvince.com, WILL1L, and Will, SYLVINC. Next week I'm going to be Abu Dhabi. Then I'm going to China.
Did you say that right? Or are you going to Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, you did.
Because there's a country that has that name. So yeah. I want to make sure.
They automatically booked them. If you happen to be in Abu Dhabi, September 4th, come see me. Also, I'll be in China September 14th to the 21st.
How did you become worldly?
Don't worry about all that. Worry about the coins on your chest.
I don't have. You did the joke already. Well, now apparently it's getting laughs. Who's laughing? Who's laughing? No,
I think we were laughing that he just said it again. Really.
All right, go ahead.
WillSilvince.com, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything, and my new app coming out soon.
What? Ooh. Really?
Yes. It's a translator, so you can understand all the words he's saying. It's a text messaging app that could do wonderful things.
You're going to talk into it, you're going to hear it, my voice, and it's going to go, what I meant to say was.
Right, but without a big head.
Okay.
Damn, what do you got?
I'm going to punch that up. September 17th through the 19th.
I don't like daytime Will either.
Yeah.
September 17th. I think daytime
Will
stinks.
Daytime Will's scary.
I like daytime Will.
Nighttime Will is harder to see, though.
Whoa!
That's actually.
Will's laughing if you're listening at home.
He's
still racist.
Sacramento Punchline, 17th to the 19th of September. Then the San Francisco Punchline the week after.
I love those
Laugh
clubs.
Laugh Boston,
man.
First week of October.
Another great club.
Then Bloomington Comedy Attic the week after that.
And your radio show,
And the Bonfire on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM.
This is
XM,
a new show that 95. Big J and Dan Soda have on Sirius, what's the station?
Channel 95, Comedy Central
Radio.
Very
funny.
Very funny. I've heard great shit about it. I heard you guys are kicking ass.
It's fun.
And you guys are having fun.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Can you have guests on?
Not yet, but when we do, we're going to call you up.
Who?
Bobby.
You can't have guests?
We don't want to have guests for the first 3 to 4 months.
I understand what you're saying. I get you.
Just to establish our vibe.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing the same thing. Go ahead, Joe.
If you're listening live, I'll be on Last Comic Standing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
NBC, there's no voting.
Did you
can
win?
Watch me.
Did you
TiVo.
Win?
I can't tell you, but...
no.
He's here.
But he's here today, yeah.
I like the idea that this podcast couldn't get the winner of the Last Comic Standing. I'm pretty sure you could.
No, you're right.
You could pull it off. Yeah. And then October 20th, half-hour Comedy Central special airs October 24th.
Hey.
Well, that's a big thing.
And then I'll be at Laugh Boston the last weekend of October.
What a great club,
30,
man.
31.
What a great club. I really, you know, this. You guys should really go to 50 West in Utah. It's a brand-new club that I played last weekend. The owner is fucking unbelievable.
Is he Mormon?
I don't know. I didn't get into that, but he probably, they might be, but he is one of the greatest. The staff is incredible. The club is state of the art. I mean, the whole back wall is our, it's LED. So they can put whatever they want behind you.
Oh, no, LCD, yeah.
And LCD. And it's they put whatever they want behind you.
LED.
Sound system's unbelievable. The room is unbelievable. And they have a restaurant attached to it, like a cafe type of bar. It is fucking phenomenal. I told them about you guys, too. It's just
LCD is liquid crystal display.
And they have the
LED
camera
light
set up.
Diodes.
The unbelievable, what'd you say?
LCD is liquid crystal display, and LED is light emitting diode.
And you can't pronounce certain words?
Or I could just do my credits, what I'm doing next.
LCS is Last Comic Standing. It's an NBC program. That's National Broadcasting Company.
So anyways, I told them about you guys. You guys should have your agents call them up. Unbelievable club. I fucking had a blast.
Where is
it?
You're
going to love it. It's in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, 50 West. Brand new comedy club.
Okay.
And it's fucking great. You know when you go to a club and they just treat you right?
Yeah.
And they're just the nicest guy. He's also, the owner of it is also a spray paint artist. And he called me and he's like, he texted me, what superheroes do your kid like? And I told him. He gave me some of his original artwork of certain superheroes for my kid to hang in the room. And they're beautiful, beautiful pieces
of art.
He does
it with spray cans?
Spray cans, yeah. Unbelievable. He might do something for the studio. He's actually going to take the logo of YKWD and make a beautiful piece of art for us. So I'm going to plug for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Comedy Cellar, which is on each side of the table, and the Village Underground. I mean, you guys know it's the hottest comedy club in the world.
I agree.
One of the best comedy. It's the best comedy club in the world. And now they have two locations. Of course, the original Comedy Cellar. And then around the corner, the Village Underground. Comedy Cellar, the Village Underground.
Where you shot your special.
I shot my hour special, which was actually charted on the Billboard charts a couple weeks ago. And is going to Netflix in September, which is going to be huge.
Congrats.
But I mean, it's just the best club. It's funny because everybody knows about the club. Here's how I know, because I would say in my act while I'm on the road, I go, I was playing another club. I don't want to mention the name, but it's in a basement, and they all fucking die. The whole crowd laughs because they know the Comedy Cellar.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. It is. And I want to thank you guys, especially you, Gnome, for hooking this up. This is...
And Liz and Tony.
Liz and Tony. Absolutely. Liz and Tony. You guys are all amazing to me. I mean, you guys... I love you guys because you make us all part of your family.
You know, I think the reason why is because these guys care about, are passionate about comedy.
They care about us.
Comedy comes first, and not the business. It's almost like business is second, but comedy.
Well, let's not get carried away. This business is first, but it's right there.
No, but if you think about other comedy clubs, they're falling apart because they think this is, they do business, but then they step on the comedy part.
This is the thing. It is business first, of course.
Of course.
But to not put comedy first when you think you're concerned about your business is just dumb. It's like having a restaurant and saying, well, I'm gonna skimp on the food because it's business first. But that's what brings people in. Yes. So that's job number one, is to make sure the comedy is great.
My favorite story about you guys is, and I feel like you're very much like your dad. Like when I first started hosting at the Cellar, I was able to get pay my rent and move out of my parents' place. Yeah. So I thanked your father for all the work, and he goes, no, never thank a club owner, never.
He's right.
And he goes, do good, so the crowd comes back. So we're in business together, and I said okay, because I was and the rest of the country does not. The rest of the comedy clubs I've played, they do not feel that way. You know what I mean? Manny was the first guy to be like, you don't have to take shit, and you don't have to.
The clubs are like, don't listen to that.
You guys are more valuable to the clubs than the clubs are to you.
Right.
Like, it's hard to find good comics. So, no, you shouldn't.
Well, it's hard to find a club that cares about good comedy and will take the time to build up the fan base. I mean,
right.
And then what we also do is you guys treat us well so that when we have opportunities on television or film or anything we can do, we promote your club worldwide. Mm. And that's the way it is because, it is like a family. His father said something very similar to me.
Right.
But I told him, I go, well, you're still like my family. Mm. I was like, I get it, but I still care about you like that. So I want to thank you for the new studio, and we consider it the, you know, the Comedy Cellar Riotcast studio. It's amazing, and we're going to work out all the kinks. Let's go to Brian. What do you got, Brian?
Doing Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis, yeah. September 1st through 5th. Brad Garrett's Comedy Club, MGM Grand, September 7th through 13th.
I love that. I heard nothing but good stuff about Acme. Yeah.
And Comedy Mix, Vancouver, Canada, September 17th through 19th. Then I'm doing my first show in Anchorage, Chilcoot Charlie's. You ever do Chilcoot Charlie's?
I've done a show in Anchorage, but it's a great, the friendliest people ever
awesome.
Fucking
awesome.
Meet. Oh, you've been there. I've never met fucking people friendlier than Anchorage, Alaska.
Fairbanks. Well, I mean, I think all of Alaska is just happy you're there.
So amazing, you man. You have a reindeer dog?
No. What's that?
They just go get a fucking, it's a big sausage made out of reindeer.
there's an embassy pilot with Tone Bell and Mark Pulgassi. I'm in the first episode of that called People Are Talking. I think that airs in the end of August.
All right.
And, you know, and I'll be masturbating. nobody cares.
I loved it.
We're done.
Everybody's on their phones. That's why. Everybody's looking down. You're looking down. He was looking at his phone.
I paid attention.
You were looking
that,
at
Chris.
Your hip.
I feel bad about my hip.
No, you weren't. You were on your fucking phone. I've been disconnected for you. Now that you get your own show, you're all fucking.
My hip hurts.
All right, check it out. Of course, my show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, which the ratings have been amazing. We broke records every week with the plus threes, and we just were told that it's, I think, the number one rated freshman comedy series out of all of them this year.
That's great.
I've watched all of them.
Yeah.
I'm a loyal fan.
Thank you, buddy. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, FX, 10 o'clock every Thursday night. This Thursday, and every episode after this, is I know last week I wasn't really in it. But this week, we start to do some really funny stuff. Me and my partner, Johnny Ailes, who plays Rehab, the bass player, we kind of get sectioned off a little bit. And this week especially, I won't let my grandmother watch this episode this week.
I'm excited for that.
It's kind of fucked up. But the show's doing great. Everybody, Elaine Hendricks, Johnny Ailes, of course, John Corbett, Dennis Leary, and everybody that, you know, you
Liz,
son of a bitch.
Ruth
Gordon. Liz Ruth Gillies.
Gordon.
Not Ruth Gordon. Liz Gillies, who everybody, oh my God.
Pete, hot.
Everybody
Dan's single
wants.
Now, huh?
She's what?
Dan is single now.
Dan's single.
You single, Dan?
I don't want you dating Liz. You're not dating Liz.
Who would ever say that you would date me?
Well, she said you were cute.
Yeah, but that's different.
She said you... No, she didn't. She goes, who's the guy with the head?
Why did you break up with the girl? We're not going to get into this when we're giving our plugs.
No, we have time. Go ahead.
Yeah. It just wasn't working out.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to go into it, Will.
See, why did you bring it up? That's what happened before.
I didn't bring
the
shit
up.
Exactly. That's what happened. What the fuck? And then my father said.
I was trying to hook up with the Achilles.
Did you cheat on her?
No.
Will, can you stop? I'm giving the fucking plugs. I was kidding when I said we have time. We don't have time. All right? What's my plugs?
Bobby will be in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, September 5th at the Comedy Shop.
Yes.
And then September 24th through the 28th, you're going to be at Just for Laughs, Toronto.
I also have a very important... there's a very important benefit I'm doing next week, I believe. The 30th.
It's not on your schedule.
September 30th, I'm doing a very important... Jesus Christ. It's in Jersey. Can I see the phone, buddy? Go to my Twitter feed and find that real quick. I'm doing a very important benefit for Hunter's disease. Have you heard of this?
No.
Hunter's disease?
It hits children.
Oh, totally.
It's in Jersey. I'm going to be tweeting about it this week. So please, if you're in Jersey, I need you to go buy tickets and support this cause.
What's Hunter's disease?
September 30th, Comedy Night, Beefsteak with Robert Kelly.
Beefsteak.
To help benefit Justin, Jason and Justin Lydier.
Yep.
Are you sure it's not a gay show?
No, it's these two kids who have this disease, and it's a sad disease for kids. And you can't, you kind of find out about around two and around there. You really can't know
about
it.
Why do they call it Hunter's disease? What is it?
I don't know the details. I just read about it when I, what's that?
I got the, okay. If you want to call and reserve tickets, 973- 973-
470-9300. It's at the Three Saints Cultural Center.
Yeah, it's if you do some research on Hunter's disease, if you want to, I read about it the other day. I don't want to speak about it because I'm not.
I don't want to get it wrong.
I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to fuck. But these two kids have it, and it's for kids, man. It's tragic shit, and so please, if you live in Jersey, buy tickets to the show, support the cause, and come down. We're gonna have a good time. And also, I'm gonna be at Just for Laughs, JFL 42, which is in Toronto. They're promoting everybody but me. I don't know why. The JFL 42 Instagram has promoted every single except for me. Yeah. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. They promoted my. I'm doing a live YKWD up there. I don't know where it is. I don't know how to get tickets.
I would take it personally. Take it personally.
Well, I don't understand it. It just doesn't make sense to me. I would imagine that. Sometimes these people get people who run the social media who have favorites, okay, which is cool, but you shouldn't have favorites when you're running something. You understand?
Yeah.
You shouldn't retweet somebody's show over and over and not everybody. But, you know, I'm a poster killer. I'm a fucking swag killer. And apparently I'm press killer. They're not really promoting me at all. So I'm just going to go up and do what I do. I don't know where I am. You buy one pass, and you can go see all the shows. That's the way it works. So I think that, this is more about other people than me on this tour. I don't know. Know that there's. Yeah, I haven't been shown that much love, with them. Because I love
you
just...
You called them up and asked them?
We have, and we've gotten no response. I love Just for Laughs. I love all the people, Bruce and his wife and his family and Robbie and Zoe. They're the most amazing people ever. I love them. I really do. And I love doing Just for Laughs. It's just, I don't know. People are asking me, I don't know. I don't know. So I'm going to go up there. If nobody shows up, then nobody shows up. But, you know, I think they kind of want to promote these other shows. Whatever. There you go. It's out there. I don't know. As soon as I know where the shows are, I'll let you know. I don't know if they know what they're doing with me. I have no idea. All I know is that I'm like the bottom on the poster. I've been in this business 25 years. I'm literally on fucking two shows on FX this year. Two fucking shows.
What's the other one?
I was in Trainwreck.
Oh, Louis.
I was in fucking Nurse Jackie. I was on Louis, and then I'm on my own show on FX. But my name is 12 point fucking Helvetica on the bottom of a poster. I can't get a fucking Instagram. So there you go. And I just shut down everything with my fucking. Sorry.
I don't know if that was it.
Anyways, so I'll be at Just for Laugh 42 in September.
That's fine.
If you'd like, I don't know where I'm going to be, but if you'd like to go to their website, maybe I'm there somewhere, buried somewhere down somewhere. But I'm going to be there. I'm very excited about going to Toronto. I love it. Deepu, what do you got?
Doesn't sound like it.
If you're listening live. If you're listening live, I'll be doing a show tonight at Hostling International at 9:30. August 30th, I'll be at Mets and Red Sox, so you can show up there and buy me a beer. And September 8th, I'll be at Engaged in Roast Battle with Chris Scopo.
Oh, man, we should record this.
Yes, we should.
We got to record that. We're going to play that on the show. Let's promote the where's Roast Battle?
At the Stand Comedy Club.
Don't say that too loud.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't start doing fucking gimmick shows.
What time is that show at the Stand?
I think it's 11 p.m. Yeah. Right, it's a late night. Right,
it's a beautiful club. Yeah. Nice club.
No cellar.
And that's not late night. Well, go ahead.
It's very close. Oh shit, yo, because you go late.
Yeah, you guys go late.
Anyways, I love the Stand. I love those guys too. They're nice guys.
I like those guys too. Actually,
they are really great. And Patrick, great. Go. What do you got, Scopo?
September 3rd to 6th, I'll be back at Uncle Vinny's. You can come check me out.
That's great. I think I might have a date for you, too. I got a couple dates coming up. So
awesome.
I'll be adding you to that. And then as soon as you get funny, we'll be taking you, too.
Great.
When can we see you?
I think I'm visible. I'm viewable.
When can I come see you?
Whenever you want, man.
Tell me your next gig. I want
to
come see you.
I'd like to go to that Rose Battle. You want to go with me?
I'll go with you.
Can I go?
Why don't we all go?
Let's all go.
They might want you as a judge.
I'll fucking judge. We judge.
We can have the empanadas.
This Thursday?
Me, Gnome. What's that?
We can have the empanadas.
Yeah.
What's the date?
What's the date?
When is it?
September 8th.
September 8th. I think I'm around. Want to do it?
Absolutely.
All right, I will do it, and I will judge with Gnome if Gnome judges.
I'm down.
We don't want you to judge, but I'll go with you, yeah. I just don't want to wade through your mushy mouth.
Oh,
really? You really have a fucking something for this guy.
He loves Will.
I do love my Will.
I do love Will. You know what?
I love me. I love me some Will.
I love Will too. You know that.
Love you, Norm.
I love you too, Will.
Love you, Robert.
All right, buddy. You guys are the best. I'm sorry for all the fuck ups today. I hope you guys like the new studio. We're actually going to start inviting some fans up that are in the city. The days that we record, we're going to start putting it out there. And if you send emails in, we're going to pick a couple people. And you get to come up and sit down here on these lovely couches and enjoy the show live from the studio.
That's
so,
a great idea.
Yeah. So
Fan gets a guitar.
Nobody gets a nude or a guitar. You can have a cup of coffee on us or a water. So YKWD at riotcast.com is the email we use. You guys are the best fans in the world. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.